That's right, folks. It is time for another evening of DU Volleyball. Head coach Roger Goodwin is in the house. Stuart Horn, Jay Woe, and GPS with you live from the Conlon Center on radio.dominican.edu. Jay Woe just getting the last few things set up. We have about a minute and a half to go before we have live volleyball action as the Penguins take on the Eagles from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical Institute. Actually, it's Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, Jay Woe. And I want to give a big shout-out to all the Eagle fans listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Another beautiful day in San Rafael, California, where the local time is 4:58. November 2nd, 2007, the Penguins tied for first place. Penguins are tied for first place, and tonight is a non-conference matchup against the Eagles, but be a good opportunity to get a good look at the Penguins. Before tomorrow night, Jay Woe is in place. Jay Woe, tomorrow night's the biggie as the Oaks come in from Menlo College. Oh, yeah. Yes. Man, I'm stoked. This place is loading up. Brandon Davis is in the house. I didn't hear it.
Check, check. Mic check.
All right.
Mic check four, actually.
Yeah, there's Jay Woe.
Jay Woe on the air.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Crank down on the music a little bit. We'll get this thing underway. So we are welcoming the Eagles players from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, Jay Woe. I don't know what they do out there in Aeronautical University, but perhaps there are some...
Get to hang out in Arizona, that's what.
Well, that's one thing. That's a big plus. But at Aeronautical University, maybe future astronauts are with us here in the Conlon Center. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They have to be pretty darn skilled to be out there in space, obviously.
Where else would you learn but an aeronautical university?
Embry-Riddle, where did that one come from? Do you know?
Well, it's probably named after a couple of astronauts. I'm really not sure. I'm surprised you didn't look that up online. Hey, I do want to give a big shout-out to Katie Meyer. Katie Meyer is the head coach for the Eagles. She's a 92 graduate from NAU. She's assisted by Amber Page, who's due to graduate from Embry-Riddle in 2008. The team manager is Melinda Sichansa. I think I have that pronunciation correct there, Jay Woe. The starters for Coach Meyer will be Jessica Staley, a 5'6 junior. She's out of Whittier, California. That's down south, Jay Woe. Krista Kessel is an outside hitter at 5'10", senior out of Clarkdale, Arizona. Cassie Lacey is number 4. Now, I'm not sure if Cassie's actually going to get the start. She's out of Louisville, Colorado, a freshman, 5'7". Isabella Lakowski is number 7, a 6'3", junior. She's out of Curitiba, Brazil, Jay Woe. Isn't that where you grew up?
Not Curitiba.
Oh, okay. Something like that, then. The libero player is Zoe Arsenic. Hey, they have a Zoe on their team, too, just like us.
No problem with that.
Yeah, we'll get the Zoe part right, if not the Arsenic part. She's the libero player number 8, a 5'6", out of Placerville. She's a senior, too, Jay. Angela Wu is number 10, a 5'11", junior, and she is out of Kapolei, Hawaii. Makakilo, Kapolei, Hawaii, Jay Woe. She's number 10. Number 11 is Kenzie Oakley. She's a 5'9 senior from Fallbrook, California. And number 13, Alexandra Rice, a 6'2 sophomore out of SACTO. And that is not too far from where Jay Woe grew up there in Chico. Up in the valley, the North Valley. Good old Chico, California, the home of the Wildcats.
Absolutely.
All right. And Jay Woe now down here The sophomore broadcasting sensation is in the house, and he didn't go to Chico State. He decided to come down here and go to Dominican, so that's kind of nice. I need a little more in my headphones, J-Wo, just a touch, please. Just a touch. Thank you, sir. Now, both teams are low-fiving each other under the net. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, that sounds so good. All right. Stuart Horn, J-Wo, GPS. GPS is here writing her article for The Habit, as usual. We are live worldwide. J-Wo, from San Fran to Japan.
And from the Yukon to the Euphrates.
To the Euphrates, that's right. Hey, Jesse Maz is in the house. He's our head trainer. Brandon Davis is in the house, of course, giving the overhead announcements and information. GPS is, she's kind of producing, making sure that we stay online, stay sounding great. We are broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond on radio.dominican.edu. Coach Goodwin is in the house, of course. He's always here, very close to us now. We're high atop center court looking down from the opulent broadcasting area, Coach Goodwin in his sixth year. Jay, well, let me ask you this point blank as I bring out the starters for the Penguin team. Could this be the year for the Penguins? We're tied for first place with two losses.
It's been such a fun year, absolutely, from front to back. This team is having a lot of fun and a lot of success all year long.
Very well said. Nobody expected the Penguins to be here at this point. The referees are in place, one up on the ladder, one very close to us now, conferring with the scoring table. The last couple of minutes, and the side out will be for Embry-Riddle. Jessica Staley is going to start things off for the Eagles, and she does so from the right side, a perfect serve to Grand. She's out there with, well, we'll get you the starters with Woodall. She's out there, of course, Amanda Dealey. Now the Penguins on defense. They throw up a nice wall. A perfect set is thrown up by Staley, who served things up. The Penguins barely save it. Pecora gets it across. A nice block is thrown down by Lukowski. Now over to the right side. Angela Wu comes up with a big slam, and a scoop is called on the Eagles after Wu jumped up there. J-Wo from the left corner tried to get the slam in place. Gangler with the block. Gangler having a brilliant second half of the season. Defensively, the Penguins up 1-0. Here's Dealey with the serve into the back row. It's scooped out by Kessel. Now dinked over, and the Penguins can't handle it. Diving in was Woodall, and Woodall had a beat on it, J-Wo. She couldn't do anything with it.
You know what, Stuart? I'm just trying to get the bearings here. Both teams are in white. It's a little on the confusing side.
Lukowski now gets it over. And I, you know what, I'm afraid that that's not the pronunciation of her name. It's L-A-C-H-O-W-S-K-I. As the Penguins pick up the third point of the game, they lead 2-0. And here is Swingle. She's going to be serving it out. This is Brooke Swingle. Swingle wears 23 from the right side. Gets it into the back row. Oh, brilliant bump there. Is chucked up by Arsenic. And now it's slammed over. The Penguins on top. Now, this same group of Eagles tied with Menlo last weekend. The Penguins with the point after Embry-Riddle couldn't handle that one. Penguins up 3-1 now. Very early game one. Non-conference event tonight, J-Wo. Here's Swingle with the next serve. Oh, Swingle stuffs it in the net.
So, Stuart, at that last rotation, Bagla came in for Woodall, rounding out some of our starters here.
All right. Grand in there. Swingle deals. Pecora. And now Darcell Sanders has come in. A brilliant serve and a great put away by Alexandra Rice, the 6'2" sophomore out of Sacto. J. Will Rice, after Dealey fielded but with a very poor leave, three up now, and the next serve will be Wu. Wu gets it across over to the right side. Grand, I should say. Now Grand stuffs it in the net. Grand with a closed fist, and what a terrible play that was.
Boy, Laura only had to stay on the back of her. She was beyond the 10-foot line. And couldn't get the ball over. She didn't even leave her feet right there.
No, she was flat-footed all the way. You're right. Now here's Zoe. Zoe smashes it over, flat-footed again. Here's Darcell into the back right corner. Now it's bumped up by Wu. Now a kill shot, but the Penguins are on it. Zoe into the back left corner, and that's a killer. And the Penguins tie it up at 4.
That's an excellent changeup. Bagla, last time up, she went for a smart spot shot into the far right, and then this time she used that left hand and slammed it into the corner.
Now, Gabby Pecora's hit the bench, and Amanda Wagner's come in her place. Serving it up will be Grand. Usually Wagner comes in for the serve, but Wagner's up there in the front left corner. Now the setup into the back row. Wu after the Penguins with a nice defensive play. Kessel into the back row, deals with a bump. Here's a back set over to Zoe. Zoe smashes it against the front row, Embry Riddle's on top of it. Flat-footed now is Oakley. Now the Penguins. Here is Amanda Wagner. Dinks it over and up into Alexandra Rice's chin, Jay Woe, and the Penguins with the point 5-4.
Boy, Wagner just dinked that over, and I got to tell you, Rice was almost all over that when she's flying around down there by the middle of the net. She stands very tall.
Rice at 6'2", and now Grand shanks a serve. So that's two poor plays out of Grand, Jay. Well, we don't see that much out of her. One from the field, now one from the end line. Five up, and to serve it up for the Embry-Riddles is Kenzie Oakley, the 5'9er out of Fallbrook. She's a senior. With the runner into the back row. It's bumped up by Grand. Set up to Darcel into the back and up into the grandstands. Oakley couldn't get a handle on it. Jay Woe, the Penguins lead 6-5.
Very nice play. Sanders had a quick set. Just popped it over with just enough force to get it to land with a very flat shot.
Okay, here's Sanders now. As Jay Woe mentioned, she's standing behind the end line, of course, and right in the center. Now it's dinked over. The Penguins back on offense. Zoe sets it up to Amanda. Wagner now across court, saved by Kessel. Now here's Kessel with the put away. Nope, the Penguins are on it. Zoe, now Zoe's right on top of it. Oh, and one of the Riddles touched the net. No, she got over the net. Jay Woe, 7-5 DU.
You know, Kessel had to come off of that. She was definitely off balance. Barely had to come up, and she kind of sideswiped the ball as she hit the net.
Here's Darcel now, ball in play. Good serve. Set up Staley. And now with a defensive play of the game right there so far, Jay Woe, Gangler with just another beauty. The Penguins get the point 8-5.
Penguins looking solid on defense early on. Yeah.
Darcel slides over to the left side of the end line. Serves it up into the middle. A near ace as Wu dove for it. Now they get in the back row. The bump, Darcel. Now Grant. Now she gets it over to Wagner. And Wagner lays it on the back line as the Riddles let it go, Jay Woe. And the Penguins pick up another one, 9-5. A perfect kill shot by Amanda. Number 25, shout out to Wagner's folks. Listening as usual down south. Here is Darcel. And another nice serve by Darcel. The bump by Rice. Way up there, almost hit the roof. Then it's set up by Lacey. And the put down into the back right corner. Saw Sanders and Grand diving after it. Nothing doing, 9-6. And the Eagles now with the service opportunity. Here's Alexander Rice.
Well, the Eagles were able to take advantage of a backcourt hit on that one. It's flat-footed at all. They found the back corner for the Penguins.
Rice serves it very long, but the Penguins do them a favor. Oh, a nice pancake save by Staley. And a whistle blew. And it's going to be a redo, as it was a save by Staley, but it was such an incredible save that it fooled the referee, and the referee says, do it again, 9-6. Wow, you don't see that very often, Jaywa. Here's Rice now. She serves in the back right corner with Grand again. Here's Gangler with the killer. No. Gangler gets blocked. Now it's over to Zoe. Lefty into the back left corner. And Bagala puts it away for the kill shot. 10-6. Penguins looking pretty good, Jaywa.
Zoe found a good spot on the deep end of the Eagles' backcourt. Guess what, Stuart? That means a timeout.
I hear the whistles.
Very cool call.
Roger Goodwin has called a timeout. So pretty good play by both teams, as mentioned. The Eagles split with Menlo last weekend. Of course, tomorrow night is the big showdown as the Oaks enter the Conlin Center. That's tomorrow night, Jaywa.
Absolutely. Stuart Horn. Tomorrow, will be here. Broadcasting the same old thing, just like we are right now.
Same old thing, except the only difference with the same old thing is the Penguins are tied for first place, and they're tied with Menlo, and they're tied with Holy Name. So this whole season is going to come right down to the wire, and tomorrow night is going to be a big, big moment. And do I have that right? Is it Menlo tomorrow night?
You know,
we gotta check that.
I almost wanted to correct you on that one.
I think that's Pacific Union or something.
My guess is it's Pacific Union.
Yeah, it can't be Menlo tomorrow night. Sorry, folks. What am I saying? Oh, now
although we would love to see Menlo here.
Yeah, well, we just saw him here like 3 weeks ago, so I knew they weren't coming back this soon. Tomorrow night's Pacific Union, so it looks like the Penguins are going to run the table to get out of this season. I don't want to get ahead of myself because Pac Union's been playing very well. 10-7, DU on top after Krista Kessel picked up a point for the Penguins, or for the Eagles, not the Penguins. Of course, this one lands on the top of the net, and every Riddle can't dig it out. And it is, with all due respect, I refer to them as the Riddles. Sometimes I refer to J-Wo as the Riddler. That's a different story. 11-7, or 7-11. Here is the runner by Amanda Wagner, and a super one it is. Staley now with the kill. Now Wagner back over. The Penguins on top of it. Oh, and throwing her arms up was the libero player, that's Zoe Arsenic. And Arsenic just threw the forearms up there to save herself and get smacked in the teeth by that kill shot from Wagner, 12-7 DU. And Wagner serves it a little bit wide there off the right side of her hand, and it goes out off the right side. And Wagner comes out in a low five from the coach, and back in her place is Gabby Pecora. She's out there with Gangler, with Grand, with Swingle, with Deals, and with Woodall. And here is the service point from Jessica Staley, and she lays in a nice one over there to Grand. Grand's got the hand taped up. Oh, no, she doesn't. What am I saying? No hand. No tape on the hand. I can't tell, J-Wo. Does she have flesh-colored tape over there? And this one falls in after Isabella Lukowski puts that one down into the back right corner. None of the Penguins anywhere near it. Good point for Embry-Riddle. It's 12-9. And another serve from Staley. Staley, 5'6". She's out of Whittier. And this one is very deep, and Woodall lets it go. And Staley is a very tiny young lady at 5'6". She's a junior. And she puts just about everything she's got into that serve, J-Lo, and that one is a little too much. Here's Dealey, 13-9. Penguins lead the way in game one of this best-of-five matchup, and Wu with a kill shot down the right side. Wu hits the line with laser-like accuracy, 13-10. And Wu, no, Wu's not going to serve now. Lukowski is going to serve.
Let's see. I almost want to give a guess at Lukowski.
You know what? I talked to the coach, and I guessed Lukowski, and she said, no, you're wrong. It's And the accent is on the CH, and I'm not sure. It might be Lechowski. You might have to check with the coach in between games. I hate to interrupt the coach. By the way, the coach is up on her feet now, Katie Meyer. Meyer, uh-oh, and now the serve into the net by Lukowski, and Lukowski gives the Penguins a much-needed break, 14-11, as Roger Goodwin puffs out the cheeks. As Swingle's going to serve now, Woodall gets yanked, and Zoe's back in her place. Check it. That's Darcella's coming in her place. Zoe is still in there. Now the Penguins, Dealey with a bump. Back set over to Zoe, flat-footed. Zoe dinks it in there. Here's Darcella with the put back into the back row. It's bumped up by Kessel. Now the kill shot attempted by Oakley. No. Now a bump over to Zoe. Zoe jumps on it and hits the back line again. J-Wo and Bagelow with a kill shot. It is 15-11.
Loving that shot from Bagla. She's gone to every corner of the court thus far. Beautiful work so far.
Great serve by Swingle, and there's the first service ace of the game. Hey, I see Jennifer Jackson is here. Jackson is on the scoring table there, J-Wo, right in front of you. The starting two guard for the Penguins basketball team opened up their season this afternoon. And now the dink shot is put down by Darcell. The put back by Riddle. They get it, and then the killer by Swingle. And Swingle puts in the back left corner there. J-Wo, none of the Riddles anywhere. 17-11, the DU's on a nice roll. Now up by six. Now the set over to Wu. Wu with a smashing kill attempt into the back row. And here goes Grand with a killer. And the Riddles touch it into the back row. And getting a hand on it with Staley and Kessel. But it came off of both ladies. The Penguins with the point, 18-11.
Excellent work, like right there. Grand started off a little shaky. I bet she's happy to have that clean kill under her belt.
Another service kill there by Swingle. Swingle gets that backward jackknife with her running serve, the running jumper. And she buckles at the top there, J-Wo, to creates a little bit extra force as that ball goes over. It's 19-11. The DUs are on top. We are live from the beautiful Conlin Center, sitting high atop center court in the opulent broadcasting area. Stuart Horn, J-Wo, GPS. GPS writing an article for the school newspaper. That's the Habit, as she usually does. She covers sporting events for the Habit. And the next Habit's coming out when? About a week from now.
So word from
on Wednesday, so less than a week from now. What is that? That's like the 7th or the 8th or something. I'm not sure what date it is, but I know it's Wednesday. So if you're around campus, folks, be sure to swing in, pick up your copy of The Habit for everything Dominican. Or as our brilliant broadcasting storyteller Seema used to say, for everything Dominican.
1911.dominican.edu.
Yes, she had and still has one of the most glorious voices DU Radio's ever produced. Now Darcell is going to get it after the setup. 19-11, the DU's on top. Here's the smash across the top. The Penguins somehow get it. Miraculous save by Swingle. Now the bump. Uh-oh, here comes Wu with the dink, and it touches Zoe's hands. No. Zoe let it go. I thought it was off her mitt there, J-Wo. 20-11.
Boy, Wu comes out of the shadows. I don't know where she comes up, but it's just snake-like.
Yeah,
her arms come out, and she just tried to dink that over. Usually she tries to smash it real fast.
Yeah, Wu's a toughie there at 5-11. She plays about 6-11. Swingle with another service ace, 21-11. Swingle is, and there's another one. That's six in a row, Jay. Well, six serves in a row for Swingle. Now watch her buckle at the top of her motion. She creates a little extra force and gets that thing to roll over and to drop. Here it is. Look at that thing. Boy, is she serving beautifully tonight. She has not had a miss serve tonight. The only service error has come so far from Grand. Here's Zoe, who actually got up, and Zoe stuck it into the net. So here I'm asking Zoe to get some hops. She's already in there at about 5'10". Bagala, who plays very large, hits it very hard, the lefty. And I always want to see her get up off of her feet. She did that time and mistimed at 22-12. Here's Wu. Uh-oh. Wu stuffs it in the net, J-Wo.
Boy, Wu just had a flat shot right under the top of the net. Nothing she can do about that one.
Wu's pretty solid from that front left corner. We've got to keep an eye on her serving. 23-12. Here's Swingle now with the left knee bent. Swingle. No, check it. That's Grand. What am I saying? Swingle just had six in a row, though. Oh, and then a big smash and the kill shot by Krista Kessel. Kessel out of Clarkdale, Arizona. Mingus High School, Jay. Well, she's a 5'10" senior. Oh, how did the Penguins not get the point? How did the Penguins end up with the point? Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, Grand went back to the end line as if she were to serve. And in fact, Kenzie Oakley's going to serve for Embry-Riddle. And she does so. Well, it was a good bit of acting there. Doesn't get you anything, though, in volleyball. Maybe in basketball. And now Amanda Wagner with a kill shot and unable to dig it out is Arsenic. And in place of Kessel, no, check it, in place of Oakley is number four. That's Cassie Lacey, a freshman from Louisville, Colorado. Here's Darcel Sanders with a brilliant serve. Sanders down the left line. A nice bump there by Staley. Oh, Staley is really picking it up nicely. Now the save by Lacey. Oh, man, did Lacey save one out there? She was just out of play, but diving for it, Lacey bumped it straight up, and the Embry-Riddle had a play on it, 25-13, but the Penguins are right there with a defensive move. Here is Darcel with another one. Darcel just over the top, saved by Wu. Now it's bumped over by Staley with a brilliant defensive play. The setup to Gangler, and Gangler sticks it in the back right corner, and the Penguins with a point, 23-13. Check it, 26-13.
Boy, whoever the Penguins are putting up front, those front three are doing wonders at the net right there. Gangler with a quick pop on a quick set. Very good job, and plenty of blocks coming early on here.
Darcel now helped over by Staley. Now it's over to the Penguins. Here is Wagner with a bump, but it's knocked over by Embry-Riddle. Oh, Zoe got the nice jump there and the defensive stop. Now a great set by Staley. Oh, Staley is playing beautifully over there at 5'6". And into the net is Bagala. Bagala can't get up off of her feet, Jay. Well, you know, Bagala is already one of the best players on the Penguins team at about 5'10", the lefty, which is tough enough, now serving in his right. But Bagala almost always hits from that front right corner, the outside hitter, Bagala, with her feet very flat. Oh, a great serve now by Rice. Boy, I don't know how the Penguins fielded it. Here's Wagner into the back row. Now the bump by Rice. Now Staley helps it over. Here's Zoe. Zoe into the back right corner. Diving for it was Rice. Diving for it was Getz. That's Ashley Getz, a sophomore out of Levine, Arizona. She went to Cesar Chavez High School, and she couldn't save it. The Penguins on top, 27-14. Now if Zoe could ever learn to jump and whack it as well as she does flat-footed, she'd really be one of the best players in the Cal Pack. She's already up there. I'm going to say top 10 in the Cal Pack, Zoe. Oh, and Bagala with a save. Oh, man, what a defensive play. Wagner dinks it over. It's saved now by Embry-Riddle. And Staley sets it up. She gets it over to Lukowski. And Lukowski knocks it in there. Coming out is Getz. And let's see who's going to come in her place. Here comes Wu. And to serve for Embry-Riddle will be Kessel. Shout out to the Embry-Riddle fans listening worldwide, Penguin alumni and fans all over the world listening tonight to Penguin Volleyball. The 2007 season has been one of the high points of volleyball in the last 5-6 years. Here's Wu, smashes it, the Penguins, and a great save there by Gangler. And Embry-Riddle can't handle it. His running for it was Lukowski. And here is 28-15, Penguins on top. Here is Amanda Wagner, 25. Wagner way back there, spins ball in her hand, now runs up to the line. A nice driving, diving and driving serve. This one comes off of the left shoulder of 45. That's Woodall. Hits Wagner. Now Wagner's come out after 1 point. Pecora back in her place. For Embry-Riddle back in there, Oakley. Back out is Lacey. Lacey, who got the start of the game. I think it was Lacey. She's circled here, but I can't remember if she got the start. It depended on who got the side out, according to the coach. Now here's Gangler into the back right corner. It's bumped up by Kessel. Now Staley sets it up, and the Penguins with a two-touch. Gangler got one in her face. That came off of the hands of Swingle, who just somehow got a hand on it. It wasn't a play at all. It just happened to land in her hands, 28-17. Embry-Riddle hanging very tough. Jay Will on the play-by-play in the next game. Here's the bump by the Penguins. Now they get it over. Oh, Staley. Staley's like a dolphin out there. She gets so bent backwards, J-Will. I love her play. Staley is just absolutely impressing me to death. 28-18. Embry-Riddle doesn't want to go away. Here is Staley now. She looks over to the coach. That is Katie Meyer. Meyer indicates where she wants the ball to land after the serve. A diving save by Pecora. Here's Dealey, flat-footed, one of the team captains. Now it's saved by Staley. Now Oakley. Now Wu. Bumped by the libero player. Wu again into the back row. Pecora with the bump. Now the set. Now Gran gets it over and diving for it is Woodall, who goes sliding. J-Wo, I think, about 14 feet on her stomach. And I could hear the squealing from the floor of the Conlon Center, 28-19. We are in game one, fans. Penguins on top.
That's what I call a belly-sliding penguin.
Yeah, that was a belly-sliding penguin. You're right. Just like on the ice in the Antarctic. Now over to the right side. The Penguins are on offense. And I thought it was a two-touch on Swingle, but it was called a lift on Lukowski. 28, Macheket, 29-19. And it is game point. And Amanda Dealey, one of the team captains, along with Gangler, to serve. Oh, this one hits the top of the net. Dinks over. Kessel diving for it. Game over. The Penguins get a break as both teams will trade ends 30-19 in game one.
Boy, and that game flew by. I didn't even know what happened. I'm just barely getting into my seat here, folks, and just seems like Penguins were playing just ball like normal, and boy, it just crept on me at the end of that game. Didn't realize it would be over so quickly. Gotta love the Penguins' front three on that. Playing plenty of defense, plenty of blocking. And it is some great, great stuff right there. As we also got plenty of work out of Embry-Riddle. Got to see how they work. But you know what? It's looking like the Penguins are going to have plenty of work, but should be a fun night as well. And so, DU Radio, the home of Indian unsigned artists.
Hey, Jay, well, I want to give a shout-out to Psych Ward Escapee, hitting us up on the AOL Instant Messenger. Psych Ward, let us know if you can hear Jay Woe okay now. And by the way, folks, if you'd like to interact with us at the scoring table, well, we're just above the scoring table. Well, actually, we're way above the scoring table, like way up here, looking straight down practically on center court from high atop the eastern wall of the Conlon Center. You can send us an instant message. That's an IM. On the AOL Instant Messenger, our screen name is DUC Radio. And as usual, I ask that you keep it clean because J-Wo is only a sophomore. And he is fielding all of the IMs. And J-Wo is a fine young man, so keep the language clean on the AOL Instant Messenger. DUC Radio is our screen name. Shout out to Psych Ward Escapee. Is that a friend of yours, J-Wo? Must be.
Absolutely. That's one of my good friends. He's visiting some family down there in Southern California. Shout out to all you folks down there having a great time. Hope you have a safe drive.
Listening worldwide on DU Radio, radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of DU Athletics and of Dominican University of California. That game took 25 minutes, J-Wo.
That's
and the
insane.
Final score, 30-19. Well, that went by very quickly. It didn't seem like 25 minutes to me.
And that would end up being more than a point a minute. Nearly two by my calculation.
Yeah, there weren't a lot of long rallies in that game. Just a ton of offense. We have about 30 seconds to go before J-Wo takes over on the play-by-play. GPS is alongside Stuart Horn here. And the esteemed sponsors of DU Athletics and Marin Independent Journal. And J-Wo, I was corrected. It's only 25 cents for your daily copy. I've been broadcasting this 50 cents, and it's still the most popular paper around. 25 cents daily copy. Frank Howard Allen, love where you live. Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Bon Appetit, the official food provider here at Dominican University of California. Food services for a sustainable future. Wells Fargo Bank, the Mechanics Bank. Puentes Taqueria, the home of the best burrito in town. Puentes Taqueria for tacos y burritos. Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And, of course, our charter sponsor, 7-Up. J-Wo's drinking one right now. And now Embry-Riddle's bringing in their libero player. They're making the exchanges now. 30-19 was the score in the first game. The Penguins up one love in this game. And I'm going to give shout-outs to Jessica Staley, who had an excellent first game. You know what I'm saying, J-Wo? We got to keep an eye on Staley. I've never seen anybody quite so limber in that setter position. But Staley really can set that thing with the big, high, majestic back set. And both teams have switched sides. And here he is with the play-by-play, J-Wo.
So Stuart mentioning the setters, Brooks Swingle for the Penguins off to serve. She had a great run in game one. And the Eagles just barely able to bump it over. Darcel with a quick hit. She slammed that one down for the first point of game two as the Penguins go up 1-0 on the game count. Swingle again to serve. 1-0, the Penguins in the lead. So the quick game from the Eagles and Penguins in game one. Coach Myers with their heels and dress. That's not normal attire for coaches, as you would always see. But anyhow, Oakley in for Lacey for the Eagles, who will serve by Jessica Staley, the setter. And so the Penguins field it. Grand off to Swingle on the left. A low set to Bagala, who gets blocked out. And the Penguins can't do anything about that one. Boy, big Lechowski out up in front on the block. Boy, that block went real flat out into the backcourt of the Penguins. Couldn't do much about that. Staley again to serve. This one falls in on the left side. Boy, she had a tough serve right there. Real flat. Real tricksy. So, the Eagles jumping out 3-1 to the Penguins. And, boy, Staley found an odd spot in Dealey's eyes. She just found that up around the chest. Can't do much when the serve comes that high.
Man, Staley is, like, really impressive. She's wearing the socks all the way up. Actually, all the Riddles are. Penguins aren't. Penguins have the low black socks on.
So the Penguins trying to muster up a bump set spike, but Grand isn't able to get the ball over the net. She hits the top of the net, gets the ball to bounce back. 5-1 now.
The bump set shank.
And Staley with a flat-footed serve still gets the job done, as she's put it in play every time. The Penguins just barely able to bump it over. Grand a pancake. She comes back up to hit. It's saved by the Eagles. From the outside, Oakley tries a shot. Penguins are there to block. Wu just pops it over. Dealey the save. Darcel the quick. And off of libero Arsenic. The Eagles couldn't do much about that one.
It's Arsenic.
Arsenic.
I made the same mistake at the beginning and talked to the coach about it.
Check that.
Try and get that right.
My apologies, Arsenic.
Yeah, I know it's tough.
It's a grand.
Looks like Arsenic. No, Arsenic. But it's Arsenic. Like Arsenio.
Exactly. So you were mentioning Staley. She practically ran into the scorer's table there. The Eagles trying to take a hit from the backcourt, flat-footed, not able to get the job done there. Grand will be the server again, 3-5, the Penguins.
Now, J-Wo, after 7 years of calling volleyball, I don't remember a softer setter's touch than Staley. She's just so little. She's very slight, but she really can set that thing like crazy and so smooth.
And, you know, Stuart, I don't know if it's her height, but when you're setting, the more air you have above you, the easier it is to set, because you can push harder and it'll appear softer for hitters.
I don't know. She really gets up with a bent back, kind of a reverse C at the top of her setting motion, and really softs it up off the fingers.
And so the towering 6'3" Lechowski will serve it in, second time now, to the Penguins. State with a back set. And Oakley just popped it over. A quick set now to Rice. She finds an empty backcourt in the Penguins' defense. And boy, Eagles have jumped out 5 points in the lead this time, 8-3.
You know, Alexander Rice graduated from John F. Kennedy High School in Sacramento, which was one of the rival schools from my high school, which was McClatchy's.
Exactly. JFK, one of the big schools out there in Sac Town.
That's right. And down there by in the avenues, down the 42nd Avenue exit.
Boy, Wagner tried to field that one. It fell in on the Penguins' floor. So, timeout from Goodwin. 9-3, the Penguins. Not quite as solid in game two here. The Penguins are up 1-0. And it is 9-3. The Eagles, Lycan. Check that. Is that the north end of the court?
South end.
South end. South end. As the Penguins always start up on. But this time it's the Eagles court. They've got their dances going on in the timeout. And so the Penguins still have plenty of smiles on. They know they're having a good time tonight. Going to have another game tomorrow night. 7 o'clock. The game start time. I believe it is Pacific Union College coming into San Rafael right here in the Kongman Rec Center. Beautiful place for some sports. We had basketball earlier this afternoon. That's a great time. The women's team getting their start up. So once again, Lechowski, a running jump serve from the left side. Swing will have to get a backwards kind of set. Zarcel just barely slaps it over. And boy, Riddle had a bit of a confusing miscommunication
there. Rice went up there after Staley set it, and Rice was just mistimed and missed the ball completely.
So Sanders wearing the number one. She has a flat-footed serve. Very flat is her ball, though. And so Staley once again to Rice, and it's fielded by the Penguins. Bagelow on the back set. Finds the midway of the backcourt. Staley can't get to it. Penguins get a point there.
Man, oh man, did Bagelow smoke that thing. I could barely see the ball. Just a trail of smoke came up behind it. She really pounded that thing across.
9-5 now. Sanders to serve. It's an ace. Wu can't handle that one in the back row. 6 points for the Penguins.
I like Wu's game a lot. She's getting a lot of action, and we're reporting on a few errors here and there, but Wu is very athletic. Oh, and there's Wu with a killer right there.
Absolutely. You were mentioning that Wu definitely has a strong point in her hitting. She went right up against the heart of the Penguins' blocking team. Bagelow was right there, right in the middle of the court. 10-6 now.
There's nobody in the CalPAC League anyway, and of course Embry-Riddle's not a part of our conference, visiting from Arizona in the Independent League. But there's not a team in the CalPAC that can get one through the front row of Bagla and Gangler, but Wu just did.
So on that last side out, Bagla able to dink one over to Rice, who couldn't get the block correctly, and it fell onto the Eagles' half of the court. Bagla now with a standing serve. This one just knuckled into the net. Went crosswise. 11-7 now, the Eagles on top.
I like a knuckling serve, but not when it goes into the net.
So Oakley now to serve from the right side. She's just 5'9", a senior for the Eagles. And that one goes into the net.
I think Oakley just said darn after she misserved that one. Isn't that right, GPS? Yeah, I think so.
We've got chuckles all over the radio squad here. 11-8 now. Serve goes to Amanda Wagner.
Uh-oh.
With a jump serve, big time hit. Whistle called early. Looks like a two-touch on the Eagles.
Arsenic with a deuce.
Arsenic, the libero player for the Eagles, not able to handle the best serves from Amanda Wagner. There she goes again. And Riddle is all over the place trying to handle this one, and they can't. Their best shot is from Getz, who does a head-level shot right into the net.
Yeah. After Staley tried to bump that one from out of bounds, just right. The serving prowess of Wagner is so good. God, she's just getting better with every game.
The Penguins just barely get to bump it over. Rice, with a yell, will send this one all the way back to the Penguins' baseline on the basketball court.
Hey, it's 11-11. That's four aces, J-Will.
11-11. Gotta love that one. Wagner changing up. This time she goes to the right baseline. Check that sideline. And Arsenic can't handle this one, moving to her left. 12-11. Penguins taking the lead right there. Wagner again, left to right. Staley just pops it over, but the Penguins handle it. Dealey will give a flat-footed hit. And the Penguins block of Grand and Gangler, not enough to get the wrangle, to get the Eagles away from the side out.
Man, oh man, did Grand hit the deck on that one after trying to block it? Here's a serve by Rice.
Boy, you know she's having fun on that one, though. A dozen on this one. Rice from the middle, a standing serve. She didn't even run up on this one, but she finds an open spot nonetheless. Penguins can't find that one.
Rice has got a couple of different looks on her serve, Jay Will. You're absolutely right, and that was a killing smash right there.
So the Penguins looking for a little more D. They didn't have so much trouble in game one. Swingle just taps it over. Rice from the very back. She was like 15 feet back from the line, and boy, she just tapped it out of bounds. So
Penguins will take it, 13 apiece.
Penguins, a serve ace from Dealey. She's hyped up about that one.
I am too.
You know, as libero, you don't always get a chance to hit balls in, and so when she serves, Dealey's got to love it. She'll keep on serving right here. The Eagles not able to handle it. 15-13 now, the Penguin lead. Dealey, one of the captains for the Penguins. A very flat knuckleball. Arsenic able to handle it. The shot coming from Lachowski is handled. Pecora, the first kill I've seen tonight. She was very tall on that one. Found the middle of the backcourt for the Eagles. Coach Myers not too happy about that. Bringing in Wu for Getz. The Penguins, 16-13 now. Finding plenty of footing in game two. Staley at back set.
Uh-oh.
Lachowski with a big hit. She had that one bounce way back in the Penguins line. Woodall went sliding all the way over there to the Penguin baseline.
That was like you described, a Penguin sliding on her stomach across the ice. Boy, she was about 30 feet outside of the court. Good effort there from Woodall.
It is now 16-14, the Penguin lead. Wu with a heads-up slam.
Grand
passing it out to GPS up here.
GPS caught the ball in play. Good play there, GPS. I saw GPS kicking the ball around before the game like a soccer player. You can't believe how athletic she is in there. It was a good catch.
So Krista Kessel, a big jump serve. She wears a towel at the back of her spandex, and the Penguins able to field her serve and get the side out here.
Sanders with a killer.
So 17-15. Now the Penguin leads. Swingle now to serve from the right side. The jump serve is very flat. And Staley just pops this one over. Swingle the set. Grand off her back feet. Able to get it over. Staley now to Wu. Gets the block from Bagala to go off into the crowd. That'll be point Eagles. 17-16.
Jay Will, my Embry-Riddle player so far of the game is Jessica Staley, who made that play happen. She not only saved one and got some good hops out of the 5'6" Staley, but she then participated in the kill. She set up that kill.
Absolutely. Staley looks to be an excellent setter. But nonetheless, the Penguins still in game two, leading 17-16. Good sequence by the Eagles right there. Wu not able to get the perfect kill. Grand with a comeback kill. She does get her hit to fall in. Penguins now 18-16. Grand will step back to take the ball for a serve.
So much of it is that instant before you hit the ball to look through the net and see where the riddles aren't. And that's exactly what Grand did there.
Exactly. And sometimes that takes the crook of the arm just to angle it differently. And so Riddle takes a back set there.
Two touch. And that was poor communication. The riddles got in the way of each other, and that's where the two touch came from.
Thank you, Stuart. So serve again from Grand. 19-16, the Penguin lead. Staley, a very tall set. Wagner the dig, and a heads-up Lachowski put down. The Penguins give up that point.
Man, this is a tight one at 19-17, Jay Will. The Eagles have really starting to figure out where the Penguins are not strong. Well, the Penguins have been pretty good all season.
Penguins are still fairly solid, taking a diving bump. And Grand able to get the ball back over. Wonderful play. Rice a quick bump. Wagner heads up. What a play right there. Right on top of the net. The Penguins 20-17. Wonderful shot right there.
Well, got to give props to Grand, who chased that one about 20 feet out of play. Was able to smash the ball from way out of play behind the end line after that third hit. Keep it in play and set the point up for the Penguins.
Sanders gives us one very good ball. Wu not able to get the ball over, though. She takes an attempted hit as Staley hit the floor. 21-17, the Penguins lead. It'll be a timeout called, I believe, by Coach Myers.
Yep.
So Goodwin gets to talk to his girls as well. 48 seconds on the timeout clock. And Stewart says, yep, give me a water break, J-Wo. I need one. And so GPS we have alongside. Plenty of volleyball fans here in the Conlon Rec Center. It's a beautiful day, beautiful evening. 5 o'clock, the game time start for this one. Earlier this afternoon, we had women's basketball leading off their season. And just to let you know, radio.dominican.edu is what you're listening to. We got lots of student programming. Penguin Pack is my show. DU Sports, your only radio source. And then plenty of other shows. Check it out on the website.
Yeah. There's only one correction that needs to be made, and that's Destination X on Wednesdays at noon. I have it on there from 3 to 5, but it's actually noon to 2.
So I don't know action where I got that
3 to 5. Uh-oh. Oh!
And the Penguins get this one to fall in. The Eagles scrapping together a bump set spike. But it's not enough, as they have no defense in the backcourt.
Nope.
Penguins found a great spot on the floor.
That was heads up by Bagala. The Eagles all collapsed on the net, and there's nobody in the back.
And so the Penguins getting their service from Sanders for this rally. Wagner with a moving hit. And it was a campfire. Our first one today. The Eagles find an open spot. 22-18 now. The Penguins still in the lead. Gangler comes in. Sanders comes out.
That's Alexander Rice. Saw the Penguins were weak in the middle there, and she slapped it down.
Wu now getting ready for her serve. She hits very well. Sends one down the right line. Grand field. Gangler. Ooh. That set was rather low, but she hit it very flat and deep.
It came off of Wu's arm and kept going.
And so the Penguins go up 23-18. Woodall now to serve. Bagler takes a stand on the bench, as the Penguins don't tend to sit.
Oh, Staley with a great save.
The Eagles barely get one just over the net. Wagner, a beautiful shot, gets Wu to slam the floor in frustration as she can't handle it. 24-18, the Penguins in the lead. Big cheers coming from the Penguin bench as Woodall set to serve a standing serve, and the knuckleball is just wide, just far left, as indicated by our referees here in front of the scorer's table. 24-19 now. The service will go to Oakley. Oakley's a senior for the Eagles. She has a jump serve. She found a shallow spot on the left side of the Penguins, and boy, that just barely fell in and looked a little out to me, but I am on the far side of the court.
There were no Penguins anywhere near that one. Close or not, it didn't even need to be close. There were no Penguins over there.
Oakley tries for the same spot again. Dealey able to find it. Wagner, a jump hit. Not good enough. Ooh, and Wu from the middle. She just came up about 8 feet in.
Boy, Wu smoked it, and it caught the tape and slowed it down, and all the Penguins backed up, and it just dropped right in front of all of them.
Great shot by the Eagles. I don't know if that's a bit of luck. But either way, Oakley, another solid serve. Penguins able to just bump it over on this one. Staley, a solid set right there, and Kessel puts it away. The senior gets a kill right there. She put it into the far left backcourt. Check that far right backcourt of the Penguins. Timeout is called. Goodwin doesn't like that play from his gals right there. 24-22 now. And with good reason, you know. The Eagles have pumped it up to within two. The Penguins had a very solid lead, about 6 points, just a couple minutes ago. And boy, our defense is going to have to pick it up, as always. Game two.
Yeah, you're right. Penguins up 1-1, J-Wo, in this best-of-five matchup. This is a non-conference game, J-Wo, but this is a big one anyway because it's an indicator of several things, the most important of which is that Embry-Riddle split with Menlo, who's tied for first place in the conference with the Penguins, and we'll see if the and how this game matches up. Everybody says it's going to be a good one, and it certainly is.
So Oakley comes right up to the line on her serve on the right side, sticks that left arm out to kind of balance herself.
Oh.
And the Penguins muffle one over, but it'll be the Eagles out.
Krista Kessel got about 18 feet of air under that one and just smoked it down. She almost dented the floor.
Absolutely.
Really hit that one hard.
Kessel just 5'10 on there on the roster, but she looks more like 5'8 or so. I don't know how she gets so high.
Swingle with the kill. Left-handed.
So a solid side out right there. Penguins, as always, playing very solidly, no matter what game it is. Wagner now to serve 25-23, the Penguin lead. It's a tough play right there. Arsenic able to get it over. She just has to bump it over now. Swingle with a bump serve. Grand to slam it into Wu, who fields it. Kessel again gets the block to go off into Alicia Flatten, one of the Penguin basketball guards. Wagner now comes out for Pecora.
Flatten had 30 points in the game this afternoon.
She played splendidly.
Yes, she did. That was another kill by Kessel. Kessel's really got a groove going.
So Rice with a very flat serve, helped over by Swingle. Now the Penguins looking very solid right there. Another quick side out.
Rice has come out of the game.
And if this were football, I'd call that a 1-2-3. 3-and-out. Absolutely. Dealey the serve.
Woo.
And Lechowski sends a big one that bounces off the Penguin block into the back. And Pecora has to run back to get that one. 26-25 now.
Maybe it's Lachesky.
Perhaps. We could have you check in the middle of the game there.
Good
call. I didn't get a chance to do that.
Now Pecora.
So the Penguins caught sleeping there as a very late reaction to the serve from Kessel gives the tie game right there for the Eagles and Penguins.
Getting late, 26 all.
Kessel with a jump serve gets Dealey moving to her right. And Lechowski, if I can call it that, finds Swingle guessing.
Yeah.
Both are up at the net at the same time, but the problem is when the ball's on the Eagle side of the court, they can just do whatever they want with it. So Kessel brings this one off the net. Grand, a solid shot from the left side. No good. Darcel, quick put back into the stands there as the Eagles cannot handle that one. Karina Kwam, both a basketball and soccer player for the Penguins. Swingle now to serve 27 all between the Eagles and the Penguins. An ace from one of our best servers today, Brooke Swingle. She's also one of the best setters for the Penguins. She has a flat jump serve once again, gets the Eagles off balance. Staley with a nice long set. And woo! Not consistent like I've seen her tonight. 29-27 now the Penguin lead as Wu stuffed that one barely into the bottom of the net. I don't
good
know what happened.
Good defensive stop out of Staley there.
So this one goes to Arsenic from Swingle. Big shot from Lechowski. Gets the ball to bounce off. Swingle can play off of it. Pecora from the back row. Her hit goes into the top of the net. And now 29-28. Penguins will have to win this one on the side out.
And Gabby hasn't had much airtime tonight. And now the Eagles with a game point.
So Staley will be up to set for the Eagles if they are to be victors in this
one. That's it.
And she goes after Dealey, the libero player for the Penguins, who has to move to her right, but ends up sending it off to a fan in the stands.
Sorry about that, Jay. Well, I said it was game point, but I was wrong. It was the Penguins with game point.
This is now 29-29, a situation where the teams have to win by two. And the Eagles, served by Staley on that one, get a side out. So Penguins now have game point. As Stu mentioned earlier, Wagner comes in for Pecora. Grand will be back to serve. She looks over to Goodwin for instruction.
This is huge, Jay. Well,
but you got to look at this game. Penguins winner of game one. Just about to have a close game in here in game two. Woo! came up on the right side for a hit, and the Penguins were there to block, but alas, it came off towards the scorer's table. 30-30 now.
That's a rarity. We haven't seen many of those this year. Going to overtime.
So this win by two matchup, Lechowski with a jump serve, gets Wagner to bump it high. She caught her up around the shoulders, and the Penguins can't do much about that. 31 of Baskin-Robbins' number to 30. The Penguins, 1 point away from being even in games.
I appreciate the humor, J-Lo, but this is a very serious moment.
Lechowski wears number 7. Wagner to field it again. Quick interlude at the net. Staley with a long set. Woo! The shot, it goes into Grand, but she sends it into the grandstands. 32-30. The Penguins not able to handle game two. Riddle comes out of nowhere.
Man, oh, Steve. Man, oh, man. I can't believe what I just saw, Jay. Well, first off, Wagner muffed it, and then Embry Riddle is able to pull one off there, 32-30.
Boy, and at one point, the Penguins had a six-point lead right there, 24-18, right in the heart of game two here. But the Eagles able to fight back and stay consistent with the Penguins the entire way. And so it was game two going to the Eagles, 32-30. Longest game I've seen this season.
Well, that one was actually shorter than the last one. Right? That one started at 5:27. It's now 5:53. So the first game at 25 minutes was a little bit longer. No, about the same. Well, anyway.
About 23 minutes.
Something like that.
Anyhow.
J-Wo, the great job on the play-by-play, J-Wo, but I would prefer to see you, when you're calling play-by-play, I'd prefer that the team wins. You see, that's the idea. When you're calling play-by-play, you want to help the team
win. You know, I've been pretty good about that, Stuart. I've been pretty good about that. We brought this game up to 30-32. Penguins had a lot of competition up the stretch there.
I'm putting that one on you.
Very well. Very well.
No, it's okay. I can laugh about it because a non-conference game. But it is important because, as mentioned, the Eagles from Embry-Riddle split with Menlo, and it would have been nice if the Penguins were able to sweep through Embry-Riddle. Now they're just hoping to get past them tonight. And you are listening to it live from the Conlon Center, a very almost overloaded with fans in the Conlon Center. It holds 1,285 people here, and we're about 1,200 short of that. But we have a good crowd on hand anyway. Stuart Horn, J-Wo, GPS with you. J-Wo, why don't you give us the rest of the student programming lineup for this week?
Absolutely, Stuart. No problem. Although today is a great Friday night matchup, student programming begins on Monday. As I mentioned, J-Wo brings you Penguin Pack, your only radio source for DU sports from 3 to 4:30 Monday afternoons. And that's the only show on Mondays. But if you come again the next day, you get Tuesday with 20-something. That's by Miss Marie, and she brings you all sorts of issues for anyone ages 20 to 30 or anywhere else in there from 5 to 7. After that, it's Women 101 with DJ Sparkle. On Wednesday from 1 to 3, you get GPS with Destination X. Contrary to what it says online, Destination X does take place from 1 to 3 p.m. on Wednesday. After that, you get Shouted Out from 5 to 7 Wednesday evenings. And on Thursday, Cinema Aficionado with The Duke. So, see you there, Pilgrim.
That's right. Last night, The Duke was on with Cinema Aficionado. Hey, Shouted Out was an excellent... I don't know if you heard it this week, but Shouted Out with DJ Rockland was really something. Now, folks, again, if you'd like to email us or IM us, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. And it comes right here to the Opulent Broadcasting Booth, the luxury box, here on the eastern wall looking down on center court, the area of play from which J-Wo and I are bringing you this game along with GPS. GPS is in the wings.
Can I get another chance of that play-by-play on a win, Stuart?
Yeah, absolutely. So J-Wo is going to take it here as both teams have switched sides. And
here
we go with game three.
So Staley with a big rainbow arcing serve for the Eagles to start off game three. The Penguins took game two to the limit, 32-30, as the Eagles came up victorious. Now games in the counts, 1-1. for both teams. Allie Pence now. Her first action of the night. She'll serve from the middle.
Uh-oh.
Gets an inverted whistle. Inadvertent, excuse me.
It was a little inverted. Her foot was inverted over the line.
Also to come in is Christy Roberts, the Penguins now. Showing up, Swingle and Roberts at the net. Grand on the left side, along with Woodall, Pecora, and Pence. Lechowski, a big jump serve, goes deep into the middle. She came from the left side.
Roger Goodwin is screaming at the team because of, I think it was Dealey who took that initial play. It was either Dealey or Woodall, one of those. You think I'd be able to tell the difference with the different colored jerseys.
Swingle now serving for the Penguins. She had to come up on that one.
Uh-oh.
And the Penguins got one to fall. But Bagula is holding her hand to her face. I don't know if it's her eye, her nose.
Yeah, Bagula got a fingernail from one of the other players into her face. She was down on the ground. She thinks she's crying. Now she's up on her feet, and she insists on staying in the game. But Zoe got nailed, I think. Christy Roberts came across and accidentally swiped across Bagula's left eye there, Jay Will. But she's okay. Zoe's a tough cookie.
So it's good news that the Penguins are still able to stay full strength here. Woo to serve for the Eagles. And both teams able to just bump it over. Grand got some height right there. Slammed it down for a point. 3-2. Penguins in the lead. So Pecora taps out, for Wagner. Wagner goes up onto the left side. And Grand now, who gives a thumbs up there in place of Bagula, who still rubs her face a little bit. She's up the net, though, ready to play. Grand with that right-handed knuckleball goes to Rice. Staley, excellent set out there to Kessel, who gets great air. She changed towels. She's got a new towel now in her spandex. And the Penguins, not able to figure out that solid hit.
What are you talking about? What towel?
There's a towel in the spandex of Kessel.
I don't see it.
She looks like a center in football. And quarterbacks would wipe your hands on that. Keep them dry. So, check that. Oakley now to serve. Masterful hit from Wagner. And the Eagles are able to handle that. Pence, a diving bump save. Bagula just pops it over, and Riddle gets a whistle. Point Penguins on that one. Not sure exactly what the call is.
A two-touch on Bagula.
Two-touch there.
Oh, wait a minute. So the Penguins are the point. Excuse me.
Check that. Oakley comes out for Lacey. On the Eagle side of the court. Number fours come in. Roberts now to serve for the Penguins. 4-3, the Penguin lead. Woo, the dig. And a big hit from Kessel. Swingle, a diving bump. Rice, the quick set. And hit. Christy Roberts alone in the backcourt of the Penguins. Not able to hand it. 4-4 now. The game tied. Rice will be back to serve for Embry-Riddle. J. Woe, Stuart Horn on radio.dominican.edu. Dealey will take the serve from Rice. And I don't know what happened to Swingle right there. She stutter stepped. Couldn't get to the ball on that one. 5-4 now, the Riddle lead. So Rice stands poised back there for another serve. This one goes into the net, as the referees indicate. Very good news right there. Penguins get a good old side out. 5-5 now, tie game.
You hate to get them like that, but on the other hand, you'll take them anyway and get them.
Bagula with a flat foot serve gets Woo up in the shoulders.
Boy, that really hit her high.
That would be an ace. Great news there from Zoe.
Woo overran it.
And the Penguins looking to have some good defense right here. Staley, a solid set again. Kessel, a masterful hit. Well, I don't know how you're going to break up that combination right there. It's like Young to Rice. But no, this is Staley to Kessel. And they have some very solid teamwork right there. But the Penguins able to handle, for the most part, 6-6. Kessel with a jump serve. This one goes right in the heart of the net.
The only problem with those miscues on the serve, Jay, well, it doesn't really help. You know, we're not playing this tonight for points. We're playing to see how tough we can play against Emery Riddle. And to get freebies like that, that's just kind of a weird gift that don't do us much good.
Exactly. So Gangler the dig. Swingle the hit. She's usually the setter for the Penguins. Woodall will just set this one over and barely lifted up by Arsenic. She wears the number 8 libero for the Eagles. Wagner again to serve. 8-6 now, the Penguin lead. Moving to her left, Casey Lacey. Is that right? No, check that. Cassie Lacey.
That's right.
Ashley's name is right above that. Got to get those Y endings figured out. Wagner again to serve. Penguins in the lead, 9-6. And so Staley with a jump set. Ooh. It's too much for Lachowski, who barely got over there and tried to underhand the ball. She's got tape on two of her fingers on each hand.
That's about the first poor back set by Staley all night.
Absolutely. Staley does have tape on her fingers as well. And the Eagles get a jumping hit from Wu, who's got some great kills in this game. She's got this one to fall.
Yeah, Wu just drove through that one. Just drove it down like she was smashing a golf ball.
So the ball spun off of the Penguin block. Swingle now at the net. Gangler up there. And, boy, the Penguins had four right there. It was a little confusion as they two accidentally trip over each other right
Luckily
there.
Luckily for the Penguins, it was long. And so, I thought it was an ace.
Absolutely. 11-7 now, the Penguins. In the lead, in comes Allie Pence and Christy Roberts.
Now, I see Jacqueline Woodall's jerseys come untucked. I'd like to see her get that tucked back in, you know, represent.
Absolutely. So the Penguins still not getting their substitutions clean. Pence to serve. She's got a big rainbow arc. Gets this one to fall. And so the Eagles try it right up the center. Not good enough. The Penguin block is there. And they get it out to Grand, who slams it through the Eagle block in for a point. And so Pence again to serve. 12-7. The Penguin lead right here. In game three, the Penguins and the Eagles both split the first two games 1-1. And so a back set.
Oh.
Wu moving to her right. Boy, she had legs kicked up and everything and slammed that one into the ground.
And Staley with a massive back set. I just don't remember seeing a setter back setting it 10 or 12 feet at a time or more all the way across the court.
She does a great job. Gotta love that. Pecora almost able to dig this one. The ball has to bounce into the possessions table. I don't know what you call that. Possessions indicator. Excuse me.
For the basketball game that played earlier today.
And Lachowski now to serve for the Eagles. She runs up, just knuckles it over Pence to handle it. Swingle a bump set. Grand finds an open spot. I don't know. That wasn't all that hard, but it was smart, and it was good for a point.
Yeah, it was just about the placement on that one. She didn't hit it all that hard, but it was a very rough point for the Penguins, but they got it.
So Woodall trades with Bagula and Swingle. Boy.
Swingle tried the runner there, and that's not her forte. She's been working on it.
Not the serve she had earlier. Flat-footed
is a knuckler, but this runner is a diving one.
Wu also serves flat-footed for the Eagles, and Bagula gets blocked at the net, but she underhands it over. She has that closed fist just to get it back in play, and the Eagles not able to get it back over on this one. And so it'll be, check that, off of the Penguins. So 13-11, I am wrong on that one. Wu again to serve, gets Pence moving to her left. Swingle up at the net, gets a slam out of Grand, and Christy Roberts mishandles the ball, and it'll bounce underneath the net. Some cheers coming from Eagle fans in our stands.
That one was all Cassie Lacey. She came up with the big hit, then the block, and put it away.
So the Penguins, 13-12, still with the lead. Pecora just to bump it over. Wu at her knees. A quick set and kill coming from Rice. They found the backcourt nice and open. 13-all now, the Penguins. In game three, scrambling.
Great short set by Staley to set up that kill shot.
So Wu on another serve. It's a flat one, this time to Grand. Swingle gives a center set for Grand as the Eagles have it. Quick bump from Rice, able to get it over. And the Penguins fisted the ball, but it wasn't enough to not get a call from the official right there.
Man, that was a tough call against Bagula. She said it ran up her arm. It looked like Bagula just punched at it.
Wu still serving for the Eagles. Bagla able to slam one down from the left side. She usually hits from the right corner of the net. 14-14. Penguins tied up with the Eagles today in game three. The game count is 1-1. Wagner came in. Grant to serve. Staley a long set. Kessel with a very short hit. Bagla just to knock this one in. Gets a tip off from the block. And the Penguins go up 15-14. Wonderful news right there.
Yeah, Bagla saw the back row is empty. Went at it.
And it almost looks like Bagla forces that one over. As Grant forces one into the top of the net, it can't make it over. 15-all right at the heart of game three.
You're not kidding. Roger Goodwin shaking his head, man. When the Penguins stick it in the net like that, that is a killer to momentum.
So Oakley to serve for the Eagles with the jump serve. I got to tell you, that's a flying jump serve. And she puts out that left hand just to balance herself. Wagner just able to bump this one backwards over Kessel. The masterful hit. Pence can't do much about that. That one went right along the right line. Check that. The left line. As Kessel came up on the left side.
You're right. Kessel has a new towel there hanging out of her uni.
Absolutely.
Now I see what you're talking about.
And so 15-16 now. Penguins down by one. Swingle, a bump set. Wagner coming from the middle. Moving from her right to her left. Hit that ball back to the left court
Wagner,
of the Eagles.
Wagner drifting there beautifully in midair. Nails it.
And so 16-all now. Christy Roberts to serve for the Penguins. And Staley with another long set. And if that was Kessel, she found Grant back on her heels with her hands near her heels.
Kessel nailed it from that front left corner. Like Kessel's really picking it up right now.
Catching the Penguins off balance is Rice to serve now. 17-16, the Penguins.
Trail.
From the south end of the court. Trying to scramble up another lead here. 18-16, the Eagles in the lead. Dealey comes out to talk to the referee real quick. And a little interaction going on. Staley smiling away. And Rice poised again. 18-16, the Eagle lead. A flat ball handled by Wagner. Swingle pumps it up. Wagner just pops it over. And it was a bit short for Cassie Lacy to get the freshman for the Eagles. And she stays in on that one. Check that. Rice came out. So Bagla now to serve for the Penguins. A very good serve out into the back left corner of the Embry-Riddle backcourt. Wu. Although I've noticed she's not as solid on defense as she is at hitting. But nonetheless, a force to be reckoned with. 18-all. The Penguins in game three looking to get a 2-1 advantage on the match. So scrambling on the Eagles as the point goes to the Penguins. 19-18. The lead again belongs to the black and gold. So instructions coming out from each player on the Penguins.
Who does it
half of the court.
Oh.
Would you say the Penguins colors are white and gold?
Oh, black and gold. I didn't understand what you said. GPS, did you understand what he said? No, she didn't either. Okay. So
okay.
I thought you said black and gold. I didn't know what you're... But black and gold.
Black and gold,
thank
the
you.
Colors of the Penguins.
My mistake.
19-all now. Kessel with a jump serve finds Grand and Wagner on the floor. Not able to get to that one. That's an ace. So 20-19, the Eagles battling it out with the Penguins in game three. Big vocalization coming from both benches right now. Grand to bump a set. Wagner to bump it over. Wu sets it up, not for herself, but for Lachowski. And boy, that one came in high on Woodall. She couldn't do much with that one. 21-19 now, the Eagle lead on this one. So Kessel once again with that center quarterback kind of towel in the back of her spandex. Takes a jump serve. Dealey to handle it. Swingle has to come out of play in order to bump that one in. Dealey with a hit. Goes to Staley on the outside to Wu. Dealey again to save it. Swingle pops it over and gets it to fall just behind the Eagle block. Penguin point on that one. Great side out.
A lot of Penguin fans here, J-Wo, for this 5 o'clock start. I know that our last broadcast, I mentioned it was going to be on at 7 o'clock tonight, but it got changed at the last second. I guess Embry-Riddle's flying out tonight.
Well, Embry-Riddle comes from Arizona. They have a ways to go. Woo, another shot. So when teams have a long ways to go, we try to get the games done a little earlier. So 5 o'clock the game start. Woodall not able to handle that one from the Eagles quite cleanly. 22-20 now, the Eagle lead.
Staley with another killer. Staley at 5'6". Was able to get some pretty good hops there and put that one away. She wipes off the bottom of her feet against her opposing sock. And here's Staley.
So the Penguins once again need lots of defense. Pecora going to provide a dig for that. Grand just to bump it over. Doesn't get it past the Eagle block. And the hit coming from Staley. Check that. As the Eagles caught flat-footed. They're smiling all the way through, but they got to just got a point scored against them. And so the Penguins look like they're smiling as well.
Boy, these two teams are really matched closely, Jay Wolfs. Tied in one game apiece, and now the game is 22-21 in favor of the Eagles.
And business has gone down all night as teams have gone back-to-back serve. 22-21, the Eagle lead right now. And so a whistle in the middle of the sequence for the Eagles.
That was
Myers
on
up on her feet. A whistle on Kessel.
Kessel tried to set that to Wu in the front left corner, and Kessel scooped it 22 apiece.
So Pence to serve for the Penguins, who have tied up the game 22 all. Grand will bump it into the Penguin court, and it's bumped over by Pecora. Staley, a quick low set. Not enough. The Penguins block is there. Christy Roberts, a kill shot. Yes, she gets it to fall. Kessel diving to her left, not able to get that one. 23-22, the Penguin lead, and the lead has changed many times in Game 3. So both teams have a game apiece under their belt. This one is long from Pence. A free side out for the Eagles. 23-23, they will take it here in Game 3.
Well, that's two unforced service errors against Pence.
And Rice will come back in for the Eagles. Rice stands at a towering 6'2". Check that. Looks more like 6'4 to me.
It says 6'3.
6'2 for Rice. Lechowski stands
up there
at 6'3, but they both are monsters out there at the net.
7'2.
Swingle, who was dynamite early on in game 1 and 2, sends the serve into the net.
That's a third error for Swingle. Man, the Penguins serving is just funky tonight. Not funky good either.
And 24 all, Wu to serve. The back set, Roberts able to find some court, but nonetheless, the Eagles, boy, they had a misdemeanor of a play right there.
That one was 75 feet long.
And a rainbow shot at that. So 25-24 now, the Penguins in lead. Grand with a long ponytail. She sends this ball up, flat-footed. Libero Arsenic, not able to handle it. She hops around as Myers calls the timeout on this one. 26-24, the Penguin lead, getting late in Game 3. And it's been a back-and-forth matchup since Game 1, Game 2. Both teams had to split and have their own game. But in Game 3 here, it's back-and-forth the whole way as the Penguins barely have a lead on this in 26-24. Goodwin giving some fingers and some pointing to his teammates. And don't worry, it's not a bad finger, folks. He's just pointing out, assigning jobs just like the coach should. And you know what? I got to tell you, Myers is doing the same thing. She's got a couple fingers up there. And so it's a great, great deal going on here. Friday evening volleyball.
Yeah, I like Friday evening volleyball. Those Penguins, Roger Goodman, of course, his fingers are webbed. It's all good. Penguins' fingers are.
So Grand gets this serve to fall in as Staley gets a bump into the back area, back court of the Eagles. Woo, with a big back court hit. She was flat-footed all the way. Found some great open court for the Penguins. And you know what? Boy, Wu goes to her knees to clean up the floor. She must love the Conlon Rec Center.
Lacey's come out and Oakley's come back in. Oakley to serve.
Exactly. 26-25, the Penguin lead right now. Grant to dig this one out. Wagner with a great shot right there. Solid as ever. So at the net, both teams go up for a block. Swingle now pops back for a seven. And Bagla had a long one, but Wu saved it. And so Robert, a shot. Staley now the bump, and it goes to Kessel. Wagner bumps this one out, and a heads-up play from Rice gets it to fall at Wagner's feet. Not much he could do about that one. 26 all for this one. Both teams pumped up for this game three.
Wu made a save there on a shot that was very long by the Penguins. Wu was all the way back on the end line. It would have been way out of bounds. Embry-Riddle sort of earned that one twice. Here it comes.
So Swingle and Pence not able to handle the ball from Oakley. That ball came up to Justin Jarvis here at the scores table. 27-26 now.
Good hands by Jarvis.
The Embry-Riddle Eagles getting a couple points there. Three in a row as the Penguins now are 1 point behind. Last timeout is 26-24.
The timeouts are coming in rapid-fire succession now, folks.
As both teams know, they are well-matched right now. Game one didn't have but one timeout. It went very fast. And game two, very fast as well. And game one, mind you, the Penguins and the Eagles went to 32-30 on the point clock.
I don't remember a team being as tightly matched to the Penguins as this Embry-Riddle group
this
of Eagles.
Absolutely a wonderful matchup to watch. Oakley, with her jump serve, goes into the net on this
one. Man, oh man, late in the game to stick one in the net. That is no good.
And it is now 27 all, so Cassie Lacey comes in for Oakley. Roberts now to serve for the Penguins. She serves 4-4. Those are the jersey numbers in action right there. Wagner with a hit goes right up against the Eagle block. And so the Penguins get it back. Bagla with a shot. She goes up with just barely with that left leg. Gets it over to the Eagles, who pound it down into the back court of the Penguins.
That was great communication between Staley and Rice. Staley, now another timeout's been called, Jay. Well, Staley, just as she was about to set that ball to Rice, called out the play, which was obviously a short set, and she just quick set it right in there, and Rice was able to smash it across. Man, what a tremendous kill shot that was, following up the unforced service error that went into the net. So the Penguins have been the recipients so far, J-Wo, of some pretty lucky stuff in this game three, including three or four service errors on the part of the Eagles. 28-27, DU trails. After they won, the Penguins won the first game 30-19. They lost the second game 32-30, and now they trail 28-27. Here's J-Wo.
Absolutely. 28-27. Once again, the Penguins scrambling in game three. And when I mean scrambling, I didn't mean it literally. Rice finds an ace against Wagner, who is middle in the backcourt for the Penguins. She's actually right in the center of the court. And it is game point for the Eagles. Nonetheless, 28 now, the point total for the Penguins. Another glimmer of hope.
And game point number two.
Here's Bagla. Check that. This is not a game point. Oh, yes, it is.
29-28, Penguins trailing.
This is match point stuff. And so a big kill coming from Krista Kessel down the left side of the court. And Embry-Riddle taking game three, just barely, 30-28. The Penguins, I don't know what happened right there. Late in the game, just had a couple mistakes.
Boy, big fist pump from Coach Katie Meyer, the head coach of the Eagles. Meyer's very stoked after they were able to hold off the Penguins in a tight one. And if you can't win them when they're tight, you can't win them.
And Myers knows that this is a great matchup between two good teams right here. Both teams playing very solidly as the Penguins having some trouble with their serving. The Eagles having troubles of their own on that matter. And the Penguins have that big blocking that they always have. And so game one, the Penguins took it to the Eagles in a close game just like that game three. 32-30 in game one. Penguins went up 1-0. And in game two, the Eagles came back and had a very good time on the south end of the court. But in game three, the Penguins went back to their south end of the court because they switched at game two. And 2 minutes now in between these games is the Penguins are down 2-1. That last game going 30-28. And I don't know how Embry Riddle did it, but they're having a great time. I just saw them take a team picture right there. I don't know what's going on. It's still lots more volleyball to be played right here.
Well, not if you're Embry Riddle, one more game would make them awfully happy. Then they'll really be taking team pictures. You're listening to DU Volleyball.
Ooh, I find that absolutely insulting that they would take a team picture right in the middle of that.
Right in the middle of a match?
I don't know.
I gotta respect them for that. That takes guts, but you're right. If they don't win this match, then it will be an insult. No, it's gonna be an insult either way. But you know what? I respect them. They're on the road. This is a non-conference game. It's very important for them, though. They're out of it. They come all the way from Arizona, and now they're up 2-1. You're right. The match is not over. But they're taking deep pictures right in the middle of the whole thing.
So it looks like they have some sort of meeting going on, and the Penguins getting down to business.
I don't take that as a big insult, Jay Will. I mean, I've taken pictures of you and GPS right in the middle of a match, right in the middle of a broadcast. And I guess it's a different thing.
It's a little different. Sorry, I can't exactly call this halftime, but this is my Friday Night Light, so that's what I'm going to call it anyway.
All right.
But in this best of five match, the Penguins are going to have to win 3 straight on this one in order to send these guys home back to Arizona with a loss. So just a few more seconds and we'll have game 4 for you guys.
Hey, J-Well, you're 0-2 on the play-by-play tonight.
Possibly 2 more games to go.
Well, that's true. It's a potential 5-game match. The Penguins need to win this one and then go with that 5th gamer.
So, Stuart, I want to let you use the mic on this one.
Okay, it's up to you.
Absolutely, all right.
You got to know when to cut your losses, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's just not your night.
So the Penguins huddling up like they need to. Got to huddle down in the Antarctic. It does get cold out there.
Or everyone. Antarctic, as they say in radio class.
Antarctic, home of the Penguins.
That's right. The second home of the Penguins. This is their winter home.
And so, no one in action right now as the referees finally get the ball into play.
All right, we're getting ready to go. Now, the Penguins have moved back over to that northern end of the Conlin Center. And they're down 2-1 in games. Penguins send out Gangler. She's going to serve it up for the mighty DUs. There's Pecora out there, along with Woodall, Swingle, Grand. And Darcell Sanders. And the first serve comes off the tape. And somehow it's saved by Staley. Over to the right side is Woodall. Woodall now bumps it back across. Gabby. No, that was Grand. Into the net. And that comes off of the hands of Arsenic. And the Penguins get the first point of the 4th game. So let's just hope that that's a good sign of things to come. Of course, if there were a sign, that would indicate some sort of order in the universe. And I'm not convinced of. Anyway, so on the right side now, the DU's on the net. Here's Wu, and a great slamming save by Sanders and Swingle.
Absolutely heads up blocking at the net from Swingle and Sanders. Gotta love that.
2-0. Here's Gangler again with her 3rd serve in a row. GPS is over there texting furiously. I thought she was writing an article, J-Wo, but... Okay, now here is Staley finds the open spot on the left side. Staley, 5'6" from the right corner, jumped up and smashed it across. None of the Penguins over on the left side of the field.
Boy, and Staley spoiled a great save from Grant, who dove towards the scorer's table, got the ball just a fade in front of the antenna.
Look at how hard Staley serves that thing overhanded so beautifully. 2-1, the DUs are on top, but Staley serves it over nicely. Now she sets it up to Lukowski. The Penguins field it cleanly. Back set now over to Lacey. Now it's saved by Woodall. Bumped up there by Dealey. Back over by Pecora. Now the forward set is set a little bit too far to Lukowski from Staley. And Lukowski can do nothing with it except hack it out of bounds on the left side. And back in there is Zoe, out Woodall. Woodall's the only player on the Penguins side wearing the hose all the way up under her knee pads. All the rest of the DUs going with the black short socks. This one is set into the net by Lacey. And the DUs with the point getting off to a quick start at 4-1. Here is Swingle to serve for the Penguins. Swingle's had 3 service errors tonight.
But you know what? She came off this 5 o'clock start with some great serves of her own in game 1. I'd love to see more of those right now.
6:26, the local time, and this is her 4th error by serving it very long, very flat. And there's not much to say about that. That was just a terrible serve from one of our best servers, 4-2. And here's the serve by the Eagles, Lukowski. She gets it across there. Pecora with the bump. Now the back set over to Darcel. Darcel doesn't get much on it. Now she digs it out of the net on the put back. Now they get it over. Lacey gets it up against Grand. Over to the right side now. Drifting to the right is Pecora. Saved by Staley. Now a nice set by Rice. Gets it back over to Lacey. Now the Penguins on offense. Over to Darcel. Softly Wu with the bump. Here's a forward set back over to Wu by Staley. Wu just kind of hammers it with the butt of her hand. Here's Zoe with a touch. Very softly dinks it over Rice. Rice gets it across with the left hand. J-Wo at a great angle and brings the Riddles within 1-4-3. And head coach Katie Meyer is loving it. Meyer's clapping and smiling and really working the team to death. Here's the next serve by Lukowski. This one's very long. And that was reminiscent of Swingle's last serve. Now Lukowski comes up lane. She's limping. And in her place, as she comes out, is Arsenic. Now to serve for the Penguins is Grand, 5-3 DU. She looks over to Goodwin, steps back toward the center line. She's left of it, bends the left knee. Now she gets in the back left corner. They serve it into the new addition, Arsenic, who's just come in. Here's Kessel with the killer up against Dealey, falling over her right shoulder. And the game is now 5-4 in favor of the DUs after the killer by Kessel. Here's Wu.
And if I can, shout out to DJB listening in.
DJB, what up, DJB? Now over to the right side comes the ball. Wagner smacks, set, Staley. Penguins on it, Dealey bump. Wagner back left corner, Wu with a bump. Staley now on 1 foot. Chops it over Kessel, and it's bumped back by Darcel. Darcel will go for the next serve after the defensive stop, 6-4. Who's DJB?
Sanders with a good old block of the net. Got the ball to spin off into the Eagles' court. Hey,
speaking of DJB, where's DJE? That's the question. I know GPS, she's down there. Oh, man, what a massive hit by Kessel. Kessel was set up just perfectly. A great leave by Staley. Kessel comes over the top and smokes that one 6-5. Back in there for Embry-Riddle is Oakley. Back out now Lacey. Oakley to serve. Oakley takes the ball, looks over to the coach. Coach isn't looking at her. Oh, now the coach is looking at her. Now here comes Lacey. Big runner. Bumped up by Wagner into the net. Dug out by Gangler. Now Amanda knocks it back over. It's bumped by Kessel. Now back over to Kessel. Kessel, oh! And diving for it was Grand. It ended up hitting Dealey in the right shoulder. Grand couldn't get anything to do with it. GPS is over there writing her article for The Habit. J-Wo, that's our school paper. Well, half the time she's writing, the other half the time she's texting. It's 6-6. Here's Oakley with the next serve. A lot of technology going on here. At the Conlin Center, oh, and a great attempt by Dealey to save it after Wagner got the hands up in front of her, didn't see where it went. Then diving for it was Grand, and then Dealey tried to knock it over from the end line, couldn't do it for the first time in this game for the Penguins trail, 7-6. Here's Oakley now, bumped up by Wagner. Now they set it back over to Wagner, Wu with the bump. Here's Staley forward set way across to Kessel. Kessel smokes it into the front row, and that one ends up on Arsenic's back. Arsenic tried to knock it up, and it ended up landing on her back, almost landed and stopped in the small part of her neck.
Beautiful blocking from Bagala and Gangler right there.
Hey, it's 7-up. One of our premier sponsors happens to be the scorer as well. Now here's a forward set over to Kessel, and Kessel puts it in. And it's touched by one of the DUs, and the DUs are arguing it, but they don't get anywhere with the referees. Here comes Woodall, Zoe out. Bagala looks a lot better after getting hit in the eye in game 2. It's 8-7 now, the DUs trail. Boy, the DUs just cannot get a groove going. Now, from the very center of the end line is Alexandra Rice. Rice has had a good game so far tonight, an excellent match. Now the bump over to Swingle. She gets it over to Gangler with the kill shot. It came off of the front row. Kessel was trying to block it and went out of play, and the Penguins tied at 8. 8 apiece.
And boy, the line judge on that one signaled the ball out, but the referee along that same line signaled the ball in, so we'll go with the referee's call on that one. Good thing, because that means the Penguins point.
Well, it's Penguin Point because it was blocked by Kessel. I think that was the only reason, though. Here's a back set by Staley. Staley knocks it up there to Lukowski. Now the Penguins on offense. Over to the right side is Grant. Bumped up now by Arsenic. Now Staley into the back row. It almost killed the coach. That one was called in?
Boy,
it sure was.
Had a great shot right there from the right to the left.
Kessel,
check that left to right.
That's right, taking advantage of the full angle on the court. It's 9-8, DU trailing. Here is Kessel with the serve, and there's an ace as Pecora dove for it. Pecora with a little road rash on that one. I could hear the squeal and then the stop. 10-8 now, the Penguins trailing. Here's Kessel to serve again. Now she's about 4 feet to the left side of the center line, and she serves this one out of play. Long left, and the Penguins with the point, 10-9.
That serve went about 4 feet left of the inbounds line, as indicated on the court floor here.
Here's Gangler now, one of the team leaders, along with Dealey, to serve it right into the middle. Picked up by Arsenic. Set up over to Wu. Wu smacks it. Now Arsenic. Now the set from Staley. Gets it back across to Lukowski. Penguins can't do anything with it. DU trailing by 2, 11-9.
Boy, the Embry-Riddle Eagles coming from the right side that time. They're mixing it up for the Penguins right now.
Here is Jessica Staley, the 5'6" junior. Staley's got a great serve for 5'6". Well, she's just in on every play. I don't think she's been subbed out yet. Here's Darcel now with a killer. Darcel gets it off the front row. It came off of Lukowski's hands and ended up spinning right into a part of the court where none of the Eagles were. Now Lukowski is tearing some of the tape off of her fingers.
Sanders, I'm loving her play that tonight. She had a great block and great kills on that last set.
Swingle with an ace there. It's 11 up now. The Penguins have tied it at 4 aces. So for a second there, it looked like the Penguins were letting it get away from them. Here's Swingle with the runner. That was a lot better. And this one's bumped up by Kessel. And none of the Eagles knew what to do. That one just floated. Everybody stared at it. Nobody ran toward it. 12-11 Penguins. Way on the out there in the right corner now is the runner by Swingle, and that looked a whole lot better than she was in Game 3. Wu with the smash. Darcel with the save. GPS with the laughter. What's GPS down there laughing about?
We got a call from the Penguins bench of Wu when she got blocked, and so that brings up a big old timeout from Coach Myers.
13-11. Thank you, Jay Will, for turning on my music. 13-11, the Penguins are on top in this Game 4. However, they trail by a score of 2-1 in games in this 5-game match against the Eagles from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University out of Arizona, Jay Will. So big shout-out worldwide to the Embry-Riddle fans listening all over the world, and, of course, the Penguin alumni and students listening here on campus, of which there are legion, faculty, staff. By the way, this broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beal. Your assistant coach, Stuart Horn, along with J-Wo, and GPS is down there ridiculing us or something. I know she's texting a lot. I don't know what else she's doing down there. She's smiling, though, so that's a good thing.
She's got about as much smile as every player on the court right now. These girls are really enjoying this competition.
This is a great game. Swingle now with a nice serve, and a two-touch is called on Darcel to lift. So it's now 13-12, and the Penguins are up by only one. To serve for the Eagles is Lukowski, or Lechowski. I called her Lukowski originally. I know that's not right. Alexander Rice has re-entered the game now. Oh, brother, what a terrible serve by Lukowski. I can't believe what I just saw there, Jay Woe, as Arsenic has come back in her place. Lukowski came in just for the one serve, stuck it in the net, and then left. 14-12.
Well, if you recall, Lechowski was kind of hobbled on one of the plays earlier in Game 3, I believe.
Well, I wonder why they brought her in, unless she's an expert server. And now a poor two-touch by Cassie Lacey, who tried to set it up. Penguins get the point, 15-12, and if the DUs are real lucky tonight, they might be able to take this thing to 5 games. So the Penguins have really got to get it going. The Eagles have looked incredibly impressive tonight so far. Cassie Lacey, almost called her Cagney Lacey. That's not right. Now Zoe with a big smash, and it almost breaks the scoreboard up there on the high on the southern wall of the Conlon Center. Zoe hit that thing so hard, and it came off of the defender's arm. Stayed up in the air forever. Re-entering the game is Oakley in place of Lacey. It's 16-12, the Penguins by four, and they maintain control of the ball. The Penguins off to our right side, playing from the right to left, covering the northern end of the Conlon Center. This is a nice serve into the back row. It's picked up by Arsenic. Now it's set up into the back. Oakley, she hit it too far, but Grand took it anyway. Now Zoe with a save, and Amanda off the top of the tape. Oakley couldn't block it. Uh-oh, this one's going to be tough. It's out of play, and Darcell's got it, and the Penguins somehow maintain the ball in control. Oh, and it goes into the net, and the Penguins have the ball and the point, and Arsenic from the back row dumps it in the net, and J-Will with the fist pump. The Penguins by 5, 17-12. Here's another one for Grant.
A couple key points right there. Penguins now up by the biggest lead they've had basically all day.
Yeah, I think all night, except for that, for, of course, game one when they won by 30-19. It looked like it was going to be a pretty simple night for the Penguins, and then the next two games, the Eagles came back and got them both times. Now the set into the back row, a perfect set to Alexander Rice from Jessica Staley. Boy, Staley can set that thing, and she's, except for one play I remember tonight, it was a poor back set. Every other set has been right on the money from Staley. Staley's only a junior, too. She's showing some incredible footwork. I mean, you know, the whole thing with that setter is the footwork. You get in the right position, you can put it in the right place. Now Wagner with a big smash. Saved nicely by the back row, Arsenic. Now dinked over. Now Wu with the bump. Somehow Embry-Riddle keeps it alive into the back row. Grand. Now Swingle sets it up to Darcell. Oh, Darcell, some great wrist action. And the best save of the night by Arsenic. Now here's another set over to Darcell. Diving out of play. Now Rice bumps in the back row. Dealey. Now the set. Now Amanda. Back row. Oh, and the Penguins with the big point after the longest rally of the night. And I got to give heavy props to the Eagles on that. There were three or four superb saves, J-Will. The Penguins by 5, 18, 13.
You know, I think the Penguins had control completely throughout that rally. They were the most focused and the least scrambled in that matchup.
Boy, that was really some great scrambling, though, on the part of the Eagles. You're absolutely right. Now a kill by Krista Kessel. After Staley with a set, 18-14. Now this, here comes the serve, the side out for Kenzie Oakley. Off to our left-hand side. Oakley stands way behind the line with the runner. Bumps up to Wagner. Now the set to Gangler. Gangler dinks it over. Oakley now puts it up, and it's way up in the air. And the Penguins couldn't handle it. They thought it was going to be off of the front row of the Eagles, and it just drifted onto the Penguins' side and fell. 18-15, Oakley with the next serve.
Boy, I wanted to yell out, this one's on the net, because all the DU ladies were just standing right there. Could have slammed that one down.
Oakley with a big serve. The big runner, a big smile, and then the big runner. She bumped it into the back row. That was Wagner who bumped it straight up, and all the Penguins looked at each other. None of them ran toward it, and it just hit the floor.
Boy, and I was going to mention how the Penguins were playing so focused for that five-point lead.
And now a service ace by Oakley as she goes into the back right corner. Grand knocks it way out of bounds. It's still rolling out of here. Timeout's been called by head coach Roger Goodwin. 18-17 in game four, fans. 18-17. After the Penguins won game one 30-19, they lost the second game 32-30. And then they lost game three 30-28.
And Dealey knows that they need this timeout. Goodwin saw it as well. She's trying to pump her Penguins up right here. The Penguins with just a one-point lead. They had 5 points to go. And it was looking really solid for the Penguins here in game four. Gotta love seeing that from the Penguins, as they are here to fight and play. And I can't wait to see how they end up this game, because they played solidly in the middle of just about every game today. And so I just want to see them finish this one out solidly.
18-17, fans. 1-8-1-7. Penguins off to our right side. They're playing on the northern end of the court. J-Wo, GPS, and myself high atop center court looking down from the luxury box, complete with electricity and carpeting, the whole nine yards. Speaking of carpeting, to measure carpeting in yards. Now the serve by Oakley. Now Zoe Sopp. Bumped up by Staley. Wu sets it up to Kessel. Back row, Grand. Bump, Swingle, Amanda. Front row, game tied.
Boy, that was a solid block coming from Rice right there. She got pumped up from that one.
But Rice stands in there at 6'2". She jumped about 2 feet in the air. Kind of hard to knock it over that.
And with good reasons, it's very difficult to block a Wagner hit.
Yeah, that's right. Wagner tried to knock that thing diagonally. Now Gangler. Now Embry-Riddle digs it out of the net. Now the Penguins on offense. Here comes Wagner. Wagner goes back row. This one's coming toward Brandon Davis.
Just about a laptop. Just barely, narrowly escaping death right there.
That one almost killed Brandon Davis. Almost broke his computer. Then he throws the ball all the way across the court, and it ends up in about the 19th row of the grandstand. Staley almost did a stage dive into the scoring table there, trying to save it. Into the back row, it's out. A little bit deep off of Rice. Rice saw the hole in the back row, Jay. Well, there were no Penguins anywhere near it, but she just knocked it a little bit long. She could have been 5 feet short of that and had the point easily, 20-18. Well, they just changed the score again. I thought it was 20-19. Now Kessel. Kessel hits one off of Dealey's hands. Here comes Woodall out, Zoe. 20-19 now.
Lots of noise coming from the crowd for this game. Intensity.
You know, Embry-Riddle's brought a lot of fans with him, too. Impressive. All the way from Arizona, Alexandra Rice into the net. Oh, man. 21-19. You know, Jay, well, I hate to see that, but the DU's needed it. I hate to say that.
That
we need the other team to knock one into the net. You just can't ever plan on that happening. Here's Wagner with the runner. Wagner, one of the best servers in the Cal Pack. And this one goes into the net as Cassie Lacey, the freshman from Louisville, Colorado, has mistimed that one, 22-19.
So I don't know if the Penguins are able to frazzle the Eagles right here, but a couple mistakes on the Eagles' part could be enough. More than enough, in fact.
Now they're taking advantage of Lacey. They served it to her twice in a row there. And Lacey just needs to get her act together.
You know, I don't know if it's taken advantage of, but Wagner serves right there all the time anyway.
That's a good point. Wagner can stick it wherever she wants. And this one goes over to the right side. Kessel. Now Kessel, after being set up perfectly by Lukowski. Timeout has been called. And Kessel stuffs it in the net. So it's 24-19, Jay Will. And the Mighty Penguins are starting to break away in this one. And that's exactly what we need.
Another shout out from DJB. She's giving us an IM, and guess what it says? Go Penguins.
Thank you very much. DJB. How do you know DJB? Who is she to you?
She's very special to me.
She's everything to you?
One of my loved ones.
All right. DJB. Big shout out from DU Radio. From J-Wo and Stuart Horn, GPS. We're all here calling this game live. The Penguins by 5. 24-19. Penguins very late in the season. J-Wo tied for first place. Nobody expected the Penguins to be anywhere near first place, much less tied at this point. Tomorrow night, the final home game. I think it's the final home game. I'm not sure. I better check with our sports director. That's J-Wo. 24-19. And here is Amanda Wagner with the next service point. She gets over to the right side. Kessel with a bump. Now the set into the back row. And the Penguins lose that point as the kill shot from Isabella Lukowski.
And Lukowski, whatever it is, she's come off the bench. She was taking a good rest for a while there. She came up solid on that one.
Now here's the next set from Kessel. Now Wagner just bumps it. Check it. That was Laurel Grand. Now here comes Grand again into the back row deep. And the Penguins are letting the Eagles slide back into this thing. 24-21. Coach Meyer up on her feet. Meyer now shouting something to Staley. Staley now relays that information to the center row. This one comes off the front row somehow. Staley and Lacey got tied up, but they managed to get it over. And now the kill shot by Ganglers. No, it's wide. 24-22. Penguins just had a 5-point lead a second ago, and now it's only Deuce. Krista Kessel to serve now again. Kessel, oh no, Kessel knocked it right between Grand and Dealey.
Well, I don't know if Dealey and Grand were a little confused right there. They were right next
yes.
to each other, shoulder to shoulder.
1-point game, fans, 24-23. Can the Eagles mount a big charge and fly back into this thing? Flapping their wings at this point. This one's over to the right side. Now Staley bumps it back over. Now a big high set to Grand. Dink! and diving for it was Lacey. Couldn't do anything with it. It looked to me like Grand was going to unleash her fury, J-Wo, and she dinked it at the last second, softed it over.
Well,
25-23.
That may be the first time tonight that Grand has pulled that big swing back and dink right over the block. I love
Here's
that.
Here's the set from Staley to Wu, and Wu hammers it down, sends Gangler flying. Now Gangler out, Dealey back in. She's in there with Grand, Pecora. Pecora has been incredibly silent tonight. J-Wo, we need Pecora to come alive now, 25-24.
Well, I don't know what the deal is right there, but I got to tell you, Wu was quiet for a long time. Hadn't seen a kill from her in a long, long while.
Here's the serve by Staley, and the game is tied. Dealey ran in on it from the back row, and it's 25 up.
The Penguins getting ready on this one.
Here comes
Staley.
They have
to bring their game now.
Staley puts it to Dealey again, and this one ends up in the hands of the referee up on the ladder. After Wu couldn't do anything with it, Staley with some nice service points there, 26-25. Coming right down to it. Man, the D's do not want to lose this game. This match would be over if they should do so. Now Staley with a set. Into the middle goes Lukowski. Back row, Staley dives for it. She lands in the arms of Krista Kessel. The Penguins with a point, 27-25. This one's coming right down to it. Here's Swingle. Right side Swingle. Swingle with the runner. Swingle with the ace. She gets it past Arsenic. 27-25. Timeout's been called by Embry-Riddle. Wait a minute. They can't call timeout. I thought she came up and called timeout, the coach, but no. She didn't. Now the set. Arsenic back row. Gabby with a save. Now a whistle. What happened? The point went to the Eagles, 28-26.
Well, I don't even know what the call was right there. Gabby had a great save there. I want to see the Penguins get that point.
Here comes the service by Lukowski. She runs up on it from the left side. Last one she served into the net. This is a perfecto. Oh, brother. And the Penguins, Grand and Pecora, tied up. They both hit the ball at the same time. Now Roger Goodwin's called a timeout, 28-27. J-Wo, timeout has been called. Man, oh man, what a back-and-forth game, and a lot of sloppy action out of the DUs. This is not a good time to get sloppy, J-Well.
Boy, the Penguins have to iron out that kind of mistake. They tried to double hit, and normally you would think that would be a great idea, but when it's two people on the same ball from the back row, it just doesn't work out all that well.
Especially when you've got Pecora coming in from the back row, Grand backing up from the front. Both ladies hit the ball at the exact same moment, and the ball went about 900 feet out to the right, maybe more.
So the Penguins iron that out, and, you know, I just got to see them get into that same focus that they had midway through just about every match tonight, and I think they'll close this one out very nicely.
Here's the next serve by Lukowski, 28-27. She stands way to the left side of the center line. Lukowski runs up on it. Now the whack into the back row. Pecora with a bump. Now Zoe smashes it down. Saved by Lukowski. A two-touch has been called on Kessel.
A lift.
29-27 game point.
That is absolutely huge.
Here's Grand. The Penguins by two in game four. All right, Roger Goodwin smiling for the first time tonight. This is about the first time tonight I'm not smiling. I want to get past this one. Now into the back row. Grand with a superb serve. Left side, Wu. Wu gets it up, Dealey with the bump. Here's a set to Darcel, check it. Now it goes over to Wagner, smacks it. Into the back row, Wu. Wu pounds it across. This one's going to be close. Darcel can't handle it. 29-28, game point number two.
Rice being so tall in the center of the net right there, she came over just a tad and popped that one down to allow Sanders to mishandle it.
Coach Lacey is very intense. Wu to serve. Game point number two, back row, bumped by Amanda. Now the set. Back over to Wagner. Wagner to the front row. Staley with a save. Now Embry-Riddle over to the left side. Tough play. Oh, it was a terrible leave by Kenzie Oakley. And we're going to go to game five.
Boy, for Embry-Riddle, you hate to lose on a point like that. They just had a miss set right there.
Yeah, you're right. The regular setter is Jessica Staley. Staley was in the middle. And Kenzie Oakley was in the right forecourt. And she set that thing way too deep. It was just a terrible set. And the outside hitter on the left front corner couldn't handle it. I don't know if it was Kessel or who that was, but she couldn't do anything with it. Now the coin toss for the side out. And if the Penguins don't get the ball, hopefully they'll take it to the left side. Well, I think the Penguins got the ball because they're going to stay on the northern end, which so far this season, J-Will, has not been their better end.
So, you know what? Just a quick interlude here. Quick shout out to DJ B, who I wish we had right here so she could listen in and view this game on her own. Both teams are dancing around. It's a great time. Great competition. Best I've seen all year. Game 5 coming up here. The Penguins squeeze out Game 4, 30-28. It's been high scoring all game long, except for Game 2, I believe, where the Penguins didn't get the points that they needed. Check that. I'll have to check up on my research there. But 2 minutes now until Game 5 here. The best of 5 matchup as the Penguins took Game 1. Embry-Riddle, the Eagles from Arizona, came up for Game 2, split it up 1-1, and then they took Game 3 as well. It was 2-1. Now in Game 4, just at the conclusion, the Penguins took it to the Eagles, 2-2 now. And the Penguins, although they've had their share of mistakes this evening, are playing as solidly as ever, even without a major showing from big hitter Gabby Pecora. I don't know what the story is on that one.
I know,
honestly.
It's like Pecora has a flu or something. We've hardly heard from her at all. Now, J-Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Fans, you've been listening. J-Well and I have been calling the play-by-play tonight. So far tonight, I'm 2-0. J-Well is 0-2. Dare I go out on the limb and let J-Well take this 15-point Game 5? I think I will.
I almost want to give this one to the listeners. Say, you know, if you want to hear me, if you want to hear Stuart, just give a quick vote. Other than that, you know, it really doesn't matter to me. It's up to these teams because the radio announcers, as much as we love this game, we really can't do a whole lot from the microphone.
Well, I disagree with that. I mean, I'm 2-0. The fact that we're even in this thing perhaps is due partly to the fact that I've called those two winning games tonight, Jay. Well, I got to take credit.
And
you really can't take any.
Can't bank that, but
I mean, I want to give it to you here. I want you to take this, take us home, J-Wo.
Absolutely, got nothing on superstition for this anyway. So Game 5 coming up, play-by-play.
Well, that's one of us.
From J-Wo.
I'm very superstitious. I
no
mean,
problem.
I'm 2-0, you're 0-2. I don't even know, I'm not even really willing to call that superstition. GPS, what do you say? GPS is texting somebody down there.
Well, we barely get a smile out of her. Who cares? Game 5 coming up. The fans are loving this.
Who cares? She's one of our colleagues.
Check that.
She's about to graduate next month.
So GPS staying alongside here. The long journey.
Destination X, 12 to 2. From noon to 2 on Wednesdays. Here
noon
we go, J-Wo. Take it away.
All right. There we go. Kessel with the bump. Steely. Check that.
Staley. There
yes.
You go.
With that bump set. Bagla over the top of the net. Gets this one to fall.
No, she didn't.
Out of bounds.
It fell out of bounds.
And so the Eagles go up 1-0 in Game 5.
J-Wo, you're on probation.
And so, just a reminder here, folks. In Game 5, the score just goes to 15.
That's right.
And so Dealey will take this dig. Sanders the back set. Check that back hit. And coming up out of nowhere, Cassie Lacey. I've said that twice now.
That's okay.
Boy, put me on probation, Stuart. 2-0. The Eagles in the lead here. Staley to serve.
You're not on pronunciation probation. Just on game probation.
Pecora to dig. Bagla with a left-handed swipe. I don't know what she did with that one, but it got the ball over. And so the Eagles end up with a side out there.
Yeah, no, Cassie Lacey. With a poor set, and the Penguins with the side out. The 2-1, the Penguins trail.
Thank you, Stuart. So, Grand now to serve for the Penguins. Wagner came in on the last whistle. 2-1, the Penguins trying to battle back here in Game 5.
Oh.
Boy, and Lachowski. I don't know what happened right there. She went up and didn't get her hand on the ball correctly, and it went right into the net.
She palmed it anyway. That was going to be a foul anyhow.
So 2-2 now, tie game here in Game 5. Kessel to handle the dig. Wu with another kind of shot going left to right. She smiles and sticks her tongue out of the Penguins as the Eagles go up 3-2 here. Rice comes in, bouncing her head and taking center net. Lechowski now to serve to the Penguins.
Wu with a pretty good killer there.
Swingle, a jump set. Darcel is stuffed at the net. Rice pumped up on that one.
You're right. Darcel went for the hit. Rice with a defensive kill.
I don't know what you do about that one. It's right in the middle. Penguins got to stand tall right there. 4-2. The Eagles in the lead right here. Penguins going to have to scrounge up some enough defense right now. Wagner with a great shot. That's the offense the Penguins need. Down the left side. Into the corner. Nothing you can do about that. Lechowski limps off.
Come on, J-Wo. Take us home.
So this
four,
is now
4-3.
The Penguins in the 1-point deficit. Sanders gets the ball to fall right in front of Wu, who steps up for a light hit into the net. Swingle with a high set. Wagner, a good shot. Off the block, it spins into the floor. 4-4 now. The Penguins have tied it up.
This is a huge game, J-Wo, because all around the Cal Pack, people are going to say, how did the Penguins do against Embry-Riddle? We know that they split matches with Menlo. It'd be nice for everybody to talk about the Penguins beating Embry-Riddle, the Eagles, and oh, man.
Absolutely, I'm loving this.
There's the bane of my volleyball existence. The Penguins serving into the net.
Shanks one out of play. So Gengler save one. Wagner another hit. It'll be Lacy to Rice in the middle, saved by Swingle. But there's not much the Penguins can do with that one, as it was about knee high the entire way. Wu now to get the ball and serve for the Eagles. 6-4 now. Embry-Riddle's lead. Wagner the bump. Swingle the back set. Very high back set. Staley once again sets for Kessel, who gets the block to push the ball into the stands. And the Penguins not able to get a point off that one.
Bagala with a poor defensive non-stopper there to give the point to Embry-Riddle. Uh-oh.
Wu gets a tough one to go on Dealey, and Swingle has to bump it over. Staley gets a quick bump for Rice, and Laurel can't do much about that one. 8-4 now. The Embry-Riddle lead. And boy, team switch sides halfway through this one. Didn't know that one, actually.
Yeah, 8-4. And the Penguins better kick it into gear, or they're going to have a lot of yelling going on in the clubhouse from the coach. Because the Penguins have not been that sharp tonight. Just fair at best.
So Wu again to serve with a very flat serve. Wagner trying to punch it across the net, but you know it goes right into the net. And so 9-4, the lead for the Eagles. And boy, timeout is called with good timing, actually. So the Penguins trying to scrounge out the defense and the offense to pull this one through. 9-4.
I'm getting a little bit nervous, J-Wo. Leaving you in control. How do you feel? 9-4. We're more than halfway through this tie-breaking game. You know, feeling up to it? You all right?
You know, I got to tell you, Embry-Riddle's playing with very few mistakes at this point. The Penguins are going to have to play similarly if they're going to have any chance getting to 15 on this game.
All right. I want to leave you in.
And so
I'm not ready to Yankee yet.
Thank you very much, Stuart. I know there's lots of concentration going on right now for the Penguins as they have to buckle down right here and take it to the Eagles.
Yeah, you're right. So closely matched, these two teams.
I'm calling a three and out, side out, right up quick here. Wu to Grand gets this one to go right on the net, and there's a whistle. Looks like we had someone go over the net.
Sure did.
And so that one, one of those mistakes on the Penguins' part. Hopefully they'll iron it out in
10-4.
Time. 10-4. So once again, Angelo Wu serving in the game breaker here. Bagla just taps it over the net. Not enough to get Embry-Riddle confused. And the hit from the Eagles goes into the net, gives the Penguins another chance here. 10-5, the Eagle lead here in the game-breaking Game 5.
Oh, man, is this one coming down to it.
Bagula quickly on her flat feet, gets the ball in. She'll bump the dig. Swingle sends it over to Wagner, who gets off the block into the grandstands. That's a good point. Penguins, 6.
Great kill shot there.
Embry-Riddle, 10. All right, there we go.
Amanda Wagner.
So bag left from the right side. Serves again. This one very flat. To Wu. Staley in the middle. Barely gets it over. Rice just punched it over into a middle.
Did I just hear GPS over there? What was she?
Oh,
she's
intense on this game. She knows it. She wants to be out on the court, too.
5-point game, 11-6. Embry-Riddle leads in this tie-breaking game five.
So the ball goes over to Oakley and the Eagles. The Penguins ready themselves on defense. They'll need it. Dealey, a good bump. Swingle the back set.
Uh-oh.
Gangler shoots this one high, and it's too much for the Eagles to handle. Wu was out there saying hello to some fans.
Yeah.
She had to chase that one. 11-7 now, the Embry-Riddle lead, excuse me. Whistle blows. Amanda Wagner now to serve. There comes in the barrel.
Uh-oh.
Catches this one. Kessel with a masterful shot goes right into the Penguin block, and it lets it fall.
Swingle.
Right in front of the net.
Swingle with a great block. It rolls across the tape and falls, and the Penguins with the point.
Gotta love that. Wagner again to serve. Gotta see an ace right here.
Shank.
Far right.
She sliced that thing about 14 feet right. The Penguins trying to solve the riddle of the Eagles.
So Penguins, excuse me, the Eagles send out Zoe Arsenic in for Lachowski. The
12-9.
Serve from Rice comes in, but it's no good. 12-9, the side out now. And Gangler takes the serve.
That one was a little bit deep, fans.
So, arms back, flat foot. This one goes into Lacey. Staley has to back up for this bump. And Kessel misses. She goes far wide right. Good news for the Penguins. Gangler again to serve now. 12-10. The Embry-Riddle lead in game five right here.
Penguins creeping back into it, fans.
Gangler with a solid serve into the middle. Staley with a quick set.
Uh-oh.
And Gangler's caught on her knees. But she can't get the ball on this one.
Embry-Riddle 2 points away, J-Well.
13-10. And it'll be Kessel to serve for the Eagles. She's just one hand on that. So the ball comes into Pecora. Swingle helps it over. Arsenic.
Uh-oh. Match point, J-Well.
Able to save this one.
Lukowski with a killer.
Boy, the Eagles able to round this one up right now. 14-10. Penguins can get a side out here. Match point for the Eagles, however. So Pecora the dig. Swingle out to Grand. She slams it into the backcourt. Kessel not able to handle that one. So 14-11 now. The Penguins fight back here in game five. Big serve coming up from Brooke Swingle, the freshman setter for the Penguins. This one, a knuckleball. Gets the Eagles off balance. This one, barely in. The Penguins knock it over, and it's called a lift.
The lift was on Pecora, on Bogala, and the Penguins have coughed it up, J-Well.
Boy, I didn't even see that one coming. Horrible way to lose this one. Well fought out on both sides of the ball. In game five, the Penguins lose this one by score 15-11. Myers is absolutely ecstatic from this one. The Penguins still slapping hands and saying good game. Well, I don't know what you do about this one. It's a very good match all the way down the line. Down to game five, we had overtime play all the way through. But you know what? The Penguins, they played solidly, played with just enough mistakes to let this one go.
Man, that was a super matchup there, Jay. Well, big, big time props to the Eagles from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. Coming out from Arizona, they split matches with Menlo. And tonight they got past the Penguins, who are tied in first place. The Penguins having a superb season. And you can't beat the Penguins unless you play well. And Embry-Riddle brought their A game. They brought it to the Penguins tonight. Oh, it hurts me to say it, but they played absolutely beautiful ball.
And you know what? As beautiful as they played, the Penguins did not play the same beautiful ball that they normally do. So I got to hand that to the great competition right here.
Yeah, I'm going to give shout out
to the ball.
Not only to you, J-Well, But to Alexandra Rice, the 6'2" sophomore, had a beautiful game. Kenzie Oakley, some awesome minutes tonight. Angela Wu, she was too much for the Penguins to handle most of the time. Arsenic, out of Placerville, beautiful night for her. Lukowski, seems like we said the 6'3" Lukowski's name about 400 times tonight. Cassie Lacey, great game. Krista Kessel, the Penguins couldn't hang with Kessel, as it turns out. And my player of the game from the Eagles is Jessica Staley. I got to give Staley massive props tonight.
And you know what, Stuart? You loved her from the start, but she did play very solidly. I got to hand it to her on this one.
You're right, I did. Game one, I thought Staley is really something special. And as it turns out, she went the whole night and didn't disappoint. So while it hurts me to call a losing game for the Penguins, if you play like Jessica Staley played tonight, it's going to be really difficult when you have a setter who is that good. She set the ball beautifully, and frankly, the Eagles deserve the win tonight. So for JWO, for GPS, for our academic advisor, that's Melba Beals. It's Stuart Horn signing off as the Penguins coughed up a non-conference match in five against the Eagles from Embry-Riddle. Aeronautical University, a shout-out to the Embry-Riddle fans listening worldwide. Brandon Davis is in the house, ladies and gentlemen, as usual. And he will be for years to come, no doubt. That's it for us. The end of this broadcast has come. Jay Will, any final parting words?
Well, here a recap again on Monday. Give another shout-out to DJB and her family down there in Southern California. Thank you for listening.
Tomorrow night, JWO and I will be back on the air. Hopefully GPS will be alongside. She'll bring her cell phone. Lots of texting. And we'll be on the air at 6:55 at the pregame, 7 o'clock, side out. Penguins, PUC, Pacific Union College, in the house. Tomorrow night, a conference game. We're back into the conference. And one final shout out to head coach Katie Meyer. Good job, Meyer's ladies came in and took it to the DUs. And that's a killer. All right, folks, we'll see you tomorrow night, 6:55. Now back to the best of Indian unsigned music on radio.dominican.edu.